InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
What if we made racism?
That's it!
I just want to make sure I understand. You're alleging that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying the leaders of KKK and other groups to continue their operations? Is that...
I'm not alleging it. The grand jury returned an indictment that says that. And so what the investigation found, according to the indictment that was returned today, is that they were paying. So Southern Poverty Law Center is raising money, asking folks to give them money to dismantle racism. And over a very long period of time, they were using some of the money they raised from donors to pay to, they call them field, you know, basically to informants, for information, for access, to just pay them for certain, to do certain things. And so, yes, that's exactly what the indictment charges.
I've been on there 32 years, and my wheelhouse has been the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL running the KKK, the Aryan Nations, all of them. It's come out. They got caught in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s doing it. It is well documented.
It's the biggest grift in at least modern American history, cutting into the literal DNA of these United States. On April 21st, 2026, a federal grand jury in Montgomery, Alabama, hit the Southern Poverty Law Center with an 11-count indictment, 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of false statements to a federally insured bank, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering.
They used the fraudulently raised money by lying to their donor network, thousands of Americans, to go ahead and actually pay the leadership of these supposed violent extremist groups. The groups, as the general laid out, include the Ku Klux Klan, the United Klans of America, Unite to Right, National Alliance, the National Socialist Movement, the Aryan Nation Motorcycle Club, and the National Socialist Party of America, and also the American Front.
One SPLC field source was even a member of the online leadership chat group that planned the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, making racist postings under SPLC supervision and helping coordinate transportation to the event. This is the very definition of a false flag setup on a massive scale. As this debacle unfolds, we're seeing the full picture of a vast conspiracy aimed at falsely labeling white men as the most violent racist threat to the country, a narrative that continues to drive the Democratic Party.
Close your eyes. Remember what you saw on television. Remember seeing those neo-Nazis and Klansmen and white supremacists coming out of fields with lighted torches. And remember what the president said when asked?
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Their veins bulging.
He said specifically that specifically. He was condemning them.
He did not. He said he walked out and he said, let's get this straight.
The veins bulging on their as they were screaming. Remember, just close your eyes and picture what it was.
Their veins bulging.
Their veins bulging.
Nazi sympathizers.
All right, folks, see the full report at Real Alex Jones on X. We're going to go to break, come back with massively insane news. What a transmission. Huge guest coming on. We're now zeroing in on why these scientists are being murdered in mass. UFO scientists, gravity control scientists, and more. Massive transmission. Share the live feeds now, 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 now.
what's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Endgame, chronicled in my near future film from 2007, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I am your host. It is Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. We have two massive guests joining us today. One is a multidisciplinary scientist, Jack Cruz, and the evidence he has is public data that the magnetosphere and much of the magnetic field of the Earth is collapsing, not just the pole, moving by miles a year. And that's a lot of the reasons that you've got this depopulation agenda going, is they've known this for a while. They think it'll be more manageable. They can just get rid of most people or poison most people ahead of time because they know that I'm not selling what they're doing, but that the wars that'll start, if civilization hasn't already been collapsed, they believe will get out of hand. Yeah, I think so. Now, it doesn't mean that the magnetic field might start shifting back. It doesn't mean the pole might stop moving. We don't control that. Okay, the sun does. God does. And that's just a fact. 99.9% of all climate on Earth is the sun. All these scientists came out, of course, decades ago and explained that it wasn't man-made global warming or climate change. So the UN passed a law a decade ago, a regulation saying the sun has no effect on climate. That is the most ridiculous thing. You know what that one, you know, tiny percentage point of 1% is? Estimated that it's not heat from the sun. Guess where the other heat on the planet comes from? Less than 1%. Volcanic. Geothermal from the core of the Earth and the magma beneath the crust going down into the mantle. So he'll be joining us from El Salvador. We're also honing in on exactly who's killing these astrophysicists, gravity control scientists, gravitic scientists, UFO scientists. It's not just here. It's in Europe. It's in China. It is massive. They're finding them with their heads blown off, burn up in their cars. It's huge. And there's thousands of prominent biologists that have been murdered. I've been covering that for decades. It was hundreds 20 years ago. Now it's in the thousands. They get shot in their homes, run over by cars, and a couple cases they get cut up in satanic rituals and their guts splattered all over the walls. It was in Virginia. I mean, it's just, you can't make this stuff up. So I went back and dug up some of the earlier stuff, just a smattering of it. I mean, it's unbelievable. But if you want to go deep down the rabbit hole, we'll be doing that with Dark Journalist in the fourth hour here today. All right. I didn't get to it to the last 30 minutes of the show yesterday, but sometime during the broadcast, I'm going to get into more of it. The creative director that is being brought in from Adult Swim, they say to take over InfoWars, which they haven't done yet, but they think the fix is in this court hearing next Thursday, has put out all this pro-pedophilic, pro-murder of children, really hardcore Satanism crap on Adult Swim a decade ago, and since then more. movies of just unspeakable stuff. Now we found even worse stuff than what you saw yesterday. And he went on a program yesterday and said, yes, I'm stealing Alex Jones' identity. I am taking his skin. So we'll get to that towards the end of the hour, which you're not allowed to do that. But remember, they said in court filings, the 13th Amendment against slavery does not apply to Alex Jones. We could own his identity. No, you can't. You try to take the social media, Elon Musk blocks you. So the receiver at the state level with the activist Soros judge that ran the show trial is turning off the lights at midnight on the 30th, Thursday night. So about a month ago, I said, looks like we'll be shutting down the 30th because they were already not going to pay the internet bills, turn the company's cell phones off that we use for shooting videos, you name it. I mean, they've been flipping the switches here. Kind of like in 2001 where they're just turning off the HAL 9000. They're just going on the line. So I don't know if we'll even make it to next Thursday. We have the Alex Jones backup network and everything. Remember, a year and a half ago, the third time they tried to shut us down outside law that got blocked in court, they just turned the internet off at the end of Harrison's show. And I hauled ass over to the other studio and got there 1 minute late. So we had 1 minute we weren't on air because I literally pulled in as the was showtime. Because we're up here 25 minutes before the show ended, and I was just getting up to go over to the other studio thinking they were about to shut it off because they sent people in and said, no, we're pulling the plug. And a day later, the judge blocked them. That was a Thursday, and we were back on Friday. So they really messed up with all their bragging, and we're going to own his skin, and we're going to misrepresent him, and we're going to destroy him, and that the intent is to hurt the brand. See, I have a right for this to be sold to, quote, pay my debts. There was, oh, pay your debts, even though it's still on appeal. They shouldn't even be able to do that under the law. But they're saying, no, we want to just destroy the brand and confuse everybody. And oh, I can talk like Alex Jones, and I'm going to pose as him, and I'm going to say horrible lies. Yeah, he actually says that in newspaper articles, and he says it on this podcast. That's coming up. Just give you an idea of what we're dealing with. And I had no idea that stuff like this aired on national TV because I don't watch, you know, Adult Swim. I don't know, 20 years ago they had some show on there about an animated show about a ninja in Japan that was pretty good. I did watch that show a little bit, but I've just never really watched it. And now all this stuff's coming out, stuff they made a few years ago, stuff they made 10 years ago. It is all hardcore insider pedophile stuff. I mean, I study this stuff and I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh my God, these are experts. So of course that's who we're dealing with. Of course that's who wants to wear our skin. It rubs the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. And then they love that. They're like, yeah, we're going to wear your skin. So, well, thanks for saying that, buddy. Because we already got a civil rights lawsuit going against the Democrats. We're winning. That's why you don't see it in the news. And so you just put yourself at the top of the list there, pal. So just that's not a threat. That is a promise. You may think that Bloomberg money is going to help you, but just wait till we're deposing you. Just wait. Oh, we have whistleblowers from Adult Swim. Think I'm bluffing? Like they say in Tombstone, you ain't bluffing. Well, you're smarter than you look, Ike. I'll be your Huckleberry. So these guys just can't help themselves. These scum can't help but brag about what they're going to do. Kind of already getting into it, but towards the end of the hour, I'm going to play some more of these videos and back up what I just said. But viewer discretion is advised. And yeah, print me that article too. Print me all those. And I want that one film today where he's like, I'm going to steal his job. All that's very good. It's being sent to the lawyers for the filings. It's all being prepared. Some stuff's already filed, but I think you'll probably see a lawsuit in a week or two, a major one. We're not playing around. And we already know Bloomberg's funding it. So Bloomberg, I know you got $80 billion. Great. Doesn't matter. We're going to get you to depose little shoes, little feet. Oh, Bloomberg, you've had a lot of security over the years. They don't like you very much. They don't like you very much. And they're sick of you. So just fill your hand. Get what you want. You always get what you want. It's like that song in the 80s from the Order of Death. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want, get. This is what you want. This is what you get. Like, let's go out with about a minute of the Order of Death. This is what you want. This is what you get. I think it's the name of the song. Or some might be called Order of Death, and the song's Order of Death. I can't remember. But, this song's for you. This bud's for you, buddy. I really ought to thank these guys. Because when people piss me off, no coffee needed. It just energizes the living daylights out of me to have these rats trying to pull all this crap. All right, but let me get into the real reason you're tuned in, stuff that affects you and everybody else. Of course, this attempt to take us down affects everybody, and it's important, but let me get off that. Trump, for the 29th time that I know of, and I'm just tracking it, and the news says it's 29 times that it's been tracked, but I'm sure it's more. He announced victory again. He said, we've won the war. We don't need a peace deal to win the war. We've won the war, and we're going to win the war because we're going to blow up all of the Iranian speedboats that are blocking the Strait of Hormuz, and they grabbed another tanker that they let through that was going to India. Okay. That's called a stalemate, which we predicted, which the Pentagon War Games predicted, with a 92% certainty, and the regime wouldn't fall. So now how many days are we in? Let me see. 31 days in March. It started really the night of February 28th, so 32 days and then 23 days. How many days is that? 55 days? So we're 50-something days into this that was supposed to last 4 days. And Iran is now taking officially tolls. They've been doing it on the Strait as the escalation of the standoff continues. We have the International Energy Agency saying biggest energy threat in history, biggest fertilizer shortage in history. We have the actuary numbers. This is very studied. These are very accurate numbers. And we're looking at global famine baked in because the fertilizer got blocked at the start of the growing season. It's the spring in our top-of-the-world situation where we live up here in the northern parts of the planet. And you feed in the energy crisis to interest rates, and, well, that just derailed Trump's plan. And when I told you months ago that if this did happen, this would happen, now it's all happening, and I've got stacks of top economists hitting total alarm bells, red lights, red flags, flashing lights everywhere, and just all over the Internet, everywhere without even looking. YouTube, X, Instagram, I get flooded with it, articles everywhere. I'm a traitor. I'm a Democrat. I'm scum. I'm an idiot. I'm a panican. I'm a moron. Because I was right about everything. Because this stuff's all been extremely studied. Just like they told BP, the Deepwater Horizon, deepest well at the time, you don't want to put another $50 million of concrete in the hole. There's a very good chance it will blow and kill everybody and have a giant oil spill, the biggest in history. And they countermanded the engineers and it blew up within a few hours. I mean, it's like, are they traitors to working for Qatar there too? I mean, I'm just like, this is studied. This is known. It would turn into protracted quagmire. 92% chance. I thought 8% chance was a little optimistic. And there I was 50-something days ago saying on that first three-hour show I did that Saturday morning, just a few hours in the war, I said it's like having a revolver with 10 chambers. And they have those. I've got a couple of them. 22 is one of them. Would you load 9 cartridges into that and spin it, and you've got a 9 out of 10 chance of shooting yourself in the head? No. You wouldn't do it with one bullet. Or maybe they said $10 billion, and I can use it for so much good. Yeah, I'd play Russian roulette for that. Still wouldn't like it, but I'd do it because how much good I could do. Give me $10 million, I play Russian roulette. One chance out of 10, I'm going to die. Oh, please, Lord, put it in, spin it. Oh, Lord Jesus, please, click. Oh, thank you, Lord. But even for $20 billion, if you $100 billion, would you put a 357 Magnum 10-cylinder revolver? They got those. I got one. Would you put that up to your head with 9 live cartridges in it? That means the cap, the casing, the white powder, and the bullet, the projectile. Would you put 9 of those into 10 cylinders and have one chance out of 10 your head ain't getting blown off? You wouldn't do it for $100 billion. And I said that on that Saturday. And I was a panicking scumbag, dumbass, low IQ, baboon butt. And I was an enemy of Trump and a Democrat and a scumbag. No, I was a loyal, smart, informed American. That's all I was. And I sit here in complete horror watching this unfold, just as we knew it would. And Larry Fink's so happy because this is his new COVID 2.0 to kill the world economy because he has all this fiat currency to loan us once it all collapses. 69% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck and are upside down. The globalists doubled their wealth on average during the COVID operation. The general public of the world, whether third world or first world, developing or undeveloped, lost half of their wealth during that fiasco that was designed as a transfer of wealth and a feudalist war on the people to make us poor and controllable. And now we're 54 days into the new fiasco. And it's already baked in to derail the recovery. And Lundick wrote the tariffs so they would fail. You know, they were legal. The Supreme Court told him, hey, this is written wrong. You just change this. Notice Trump hasn't even come back with his tariffs yet. And Lundick and his sons are cashing in on the insurance money that they bought up the insurance policies from companies that had insurance for the tariffs. You're accusing the administration of insider trading. It's what's going on. Lundick had 99% of the put options that were record level on American and United the week before 9/11. When those stocks were at all-time highs, and he went and shorted them and made billions of dollars. While everyone in his company died in the World Trade Center, he didn't because he happened to take off that day. Just like Larry Silverstein, the owner, that bought it 6 months before and got double insurance on it for terrorism. They usually don't write terrorism insurance, but they sure did for him. And oh, I'm a traitor. Oh, Alex Jones says there's insider trading because there is. And the Democrats are doing it. And I'm against that too. The Democrats aren't our friends. And I'm going to get into that in a moment with the latest on the SPLC. But Navy to shoot and kill any boat laying mines in Strait of Hormuz. Trump says we've already won. We will win. We don't need a deal. So wait, you read the quote. We've already won, and we will win, because we don't need a deal. So you won, but we're going to win, and we don't need a deal, but we need a deal. Okay, same double talk, triple talk. Trump orders U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats. Chokes Trump removes. Trump orders the attack. Great, they'll just send more out. They don't care. Trump issues shoot-to-kill order against Iranian small boats. Trump removes. We are facing the biggest energy security threat in history. IEA chief tells CNBC, there's a video of it. As of today, we have 13 million barrels per day. As of today, we've lost 13 million barrels per day. And there are major disruptions in vital commodities, he told CNBC, including all the different types of fertilizers, helium, the list goes on. You're like, oh, who wants helium? It's just used in basically all computer chip manufacturing. Oh, who cares about fertilizer? I'm not a farmer. Well, you sure eat what they grow, and it passes on the cost and the shortage. You've had the globalists going around paying farmers all over the world not to grow crops. Netherlands, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Sri Lanka, everywhere. War against Iran could lead to the worst global food crisis since the 70s. Report. That's right. And it goes into the major government studies and analysis by universities and others, all concurring that it is a disaster. Qatar alone supplies 50% of global urea production and controls about 50% of internationally traded urea, a vital nitrogen fertilizer, with shipping remaining restricted due to forces from both sides. Urea prices have naturally surged 50%. Ammonia, 20, and diesel, essential for farm machinery, by 60%. Let me keep reading the report. New Scientist is reporting on it. What did I tell you? Because it was, it's not like, oh God, he's right. How does he know this? It was, this is so war gamed. I've been talking about this for years. And so have our guest. But Trump didn't think about that. They now admit he was told by Israel, oh no, we'll win in 3 to 4 days. And the Pentagon said, sir, no, that's not the case. But Trump did it. There's a reason all the other presidents didn't do it. So ridiculous. But I'm just supposed to say, oh, no, 3D chess. And I've heard them say, oh, it'll make people buy our oil. Oh, it'll make them buy our fertilizer. We're not even scaled up to do that. Oh, well, we'll build new pipelines. Yeah, that take years. Oh, well, Saudi Arabia has a pipeline that they already had at full capacity. Yeah, okay, great. I'm going to say it again. I told you this first from sources, and it came out weeks later. The Pentagon told Trump, don't do it. They're not doves. Eric Prince told him, don't do it. He's not a dove. He's not for the mullahs. This is a fact, just like the Deepwater Horizon engineers. You have to put $50-plus million more concrete into the hole, or the pressure we're getting shows it's going to blow up. And this, what you see in that movie is in the transcripts from the trial. There's a whole documentary made about that. They even have recordings of a bunch of it. And they're like, we are a $70 billion company going to blow up. I got a call from London. They told me we going to not do that. Okay. And the actor they got doing it, it sounds just like the tapes of the trial. And the engineers are like cussing at him. Damn it, you lost your job. Now, why don't you just do it and watch what happens? They turn it on, doesn't blow up. That, see, I told you. 6 hours later. I just use that analogy because this is the exact same type of crap. Exactly what I said happened. Exactly what the Pentagon said happened. Exactly what the intelligence agency said happened. Because they want to win these wars. Not that they're even good at the top. But going in there and literally being made like a bunch of fools and derailing our whole agenda is crap. And you idiots that call me a traitor. And every time Trump announces a victory, and oh, we've won, it's over. See, we told you, panicking. Every time it's not even true because Trump is desperate. And I told you that weeks before it came out in the news. I don't need to read the Wall Street Journal and say, do I believe them? I already told you all that. And I'm not going to get people in trouble in the administration, but it's already coming out. From Susie Wiles to the vice president to even Marco Rubio, they are like, get out of this, get out of this. That's what Rubio's like, oh, Israel made us do it. Israel drug us into it. They've all been distancing themselves from it day one because they know it's a disaster. I mean, this ain't hard. It's like, again, don't pour 5 gallons of gasoline all over your house and light it. Your house will burn down. I mean, do you need to be a chemist to know that or have a fire department degree? Firefighter certificate? All right, well, I'm going to get into what the Democrats are up to because we got to talk about them and how big this SPLC thing and a bunch of angles I didn't hit yesterday. I was busy talking about my experiences with them, which is important, but we're going to give you a big picture on this, why it's such a big deal on the other side. Huge information straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Infowars.com is in its twilight, but the new Infowars is about to begin.
As long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years, and Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do, and I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or sell for like $40. We'll be right back. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I get into the SPLC. I have a cousin, great guy, who was in the Army for 35 years, and he didn't get in there, helicopter guy and a bunch of other stuff. He didn't get in, done operations in Latin America, Mexico, all over the world. When I was a little kid, he's older than me. He was going off to the Army when he was 18. I remember him in his uniform visiting my grandma. But none of this is really secret, but he probably don't let me talk about it too much. But when he was in Afghanistan for a bunch of tours, the head of operations there, the head general of the whole thing, went on a bunch of missions with him, surveying things, and said, hey, you work for me now. So then for years, I mean, many years, he got pulled from his helicopter operations because he was in charge of a bunch of stuff. I'll just leave it at that. Not just in the missions, but also maintenance and a bunch of stuff. He got stuff done. And so he was under this guy for many years. And he didn't give me anything secret. He just was like, oh, yeah, never attack Iran. We've war gamed it all. They've already got the fissile material. They can build nukes in weeks, which they now say. People go, God, that goes to Israel's propaganda. Well, I mean, they've been saying it for 25 years because for at least 15 or more, they've got the material. Let's not lie about it. But the point is, that doesn't legitimize all the stuff that's going on here. And I just remember, I was just popping my head looking at this Iran news that just had so many conversations with them back then and, you know, even the last year or so, that it was just known by the heads of CENTCOM and everybody that had been looked at every angle. You don't do this. And then there's just these idiots that don't know any of this, and they're just totally unaware of it. And, you know, there's my cousin for 6-7 years, whatever it was, literally every day right next to this person, from driving him to getting his coffee to bringing him his stuff to, you know, everything. That's how it works with those generals. They just go, yeah, you work for me now. And he never told me the secret stuff. He just said, yeah, you definitely don't want to do that. And we just talk about how the Iranians were dug in and ready for it, and that it was a consensus in the Pentagon not to do this. And so now it's come out that the chairman of Joint Chiefs told him the same thing. Trump wanted the army to invade the Strait. The head of the army said, that is insane. We don't even have the troops to do it. And Trump fired him. And now they fired the head of the Navy today. Navy secretary. I mean, stuff's going on. And they're not firing these people because they're commies or liberals, folks. You know, they went through and got people that would be loyal and were, you know, pro-America. But it's a big problem. So that's just a fact. Be like if an auto mechanic told you, hey, can I put bacon grease in my gas tank and run my car? And they'd say, no, it'll blow your engine up. It won't even start. It'll seize up. You're like, well, how do you know that? It's like these are known things, okay? But Trump rolled the dice and, you know, thought the Iranians would fall because they're not vertically integrated. They are laid out where no matter how many of their leadership you kill, more just pop up like shark teeth. But I'm done talking about that. We'll have more coming up on it, though, but I've got to get into the SPLC here thing. So, you know, I hit the stuff that people really don't talk about, but it's totally well documented. So that was important yesterday, but now we'll get into the just big picture on the SPLC stuff. Just to recap yesterday, remember Eric Holder got caught shipping over 1 million guns, ordering gun stores? They'd say, we're going to indict you for something if you don't just start shipping as many guns as we can pay you for to Mexico. And it was going to Al-Qaeda and ISIS for operations in the Middle East. That's all come out in Congress. And then Holder would turn around and blame the Second Amendment, remember Fast and Furious, and try to, you know, overturn the Second Amendment with it. Well, he also, it came out from the witnesses and documents and hearings and trials and all of it, and federal whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers, it was just insane. That, and police officers that were there, and just all of it, that the feds blew up Oklahoma City. We know the names of the guys that planted the bombs. People saw them doing it. What are you doing? Oh, we're with the telephone repair company. You don't look like telephone repair guys. I mean, I've interviewed all these people. And then when cops investigated, senior police officers, they come and threaten to kill them. They've named names of the FBI agents that came in his office, Browning, the canine head, and said, we're going to kill you and your wife if you don't shut your mouth. This guy's a Marine and stuff. He kind of got up and said, well, you better watch it. But, I mean, they already killed Terrence Yeager, who was the first cop to show up on the scene. I've interviewed his family, all of it. So, tortured him to death out in the field. So, the SPLC at Elohim City ran all this and did this. So, I see people attacking them saying, oh, they're blue-haired, purple-haired, green-haired liberals that said, oh, let's go out and create racism so we get donations. That's not right, okay? That's limited hangout. It is an international globalist terror organization with MI6, German intelligence is the command center, with NATO funding them, and they have not $1 billion, but billions of dollars. They are one of the most powerful NGOs out there, okay? And so it's under congressional approval. The CIA is involved, but hands off, you know, officially. But through Georgetown, that's a major CIA command center, they are directly connected. And when I talked about this yesterday, I saw articles by, and neocons always lying, going, I bet we find Alex Jones is fun about the SPLC. Yeah, right. Now, they attacked me, and you notice I'm not in there, of course. And I'm in the Epstein files being attacked by Epstein for exposing pedophilia. We're the real deal over and over and over again. But the people they're funding, the Nazis, you notice, have always said I work for Israel and that I can't be trusted and I'm controlled. When in truth, Israel's heavily involved in the founding and control of the SPLC. And it's basically just another arm of the ADL posing as good old boys from Alabama. You can look that up. So now you know why all the Nazi groups constantly claim I'm an agent and I'm a Fed, because I'm not. And they are. You can go down that whole list of all the top Nazi groups all attacking me forever and saying I'm Jewish and I work for Israel and I go pray at the wall and all this ridiculous crap. Because they're told to do that because I'm promoting populism and liberty for everybody. But I'm also stand up for your white heritage. Don't let them bully you, control you, stop replacement migration. Be proud of, you know, of your background for everybody. They don't want a Big Ten. They want divisiveness and division. They don't, because what I'm selling is the truth and people want it. And that's in all their own documents that have been declassified. The Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, is this guy is creating a populist movement that we've tracked and we believe will end up causing a takeover of the Republican Party. They said that like 15 years ago in a big report in Newsweek, interviewing the SPLC and a bunch of others and Mother Jones. And I was just, and that Obama was concerned. I later learned he put me under a terrorism watch list and did a national security investigation ongoing until Trump killed it last year, to his credit, and gave me the secret documents we published out of the Boston field office. But the point is that they have been trying to shut me down the whole time, and they were smart. I didn't realize 15 years ago even how effective I was. And I'm like reading in the news, Jones is going to overthrow the whole system and is a danger to the national security. You mean their security? But I guess they were right. I guess they were older than me, and they study all this at the time more than I did. I just was so close. You know, they say a prophet's not known in his own country. Well, sometimes a prophet doesn't know he's a prophet. I'm not saying I'm literally a prophet, but I'm just using those sayings. So that's where we are here. And the DOJ funding all the lawsuits and the CIA involved and all that's come out in court and been released and leaked and everything. So I know who these people are. And if you go back, we'll put on screen to Obama's counterterrorism national security directive of June of 2021. The first big thing he did within days being in, he said, our main threat is white supremacists. They're everywhere. They're going to kill us. Charlottesville. And a few months later, they put out that national security directive memorandum. Let's put it on screen. I know we had it before the show started. You can go read the 30-page report. There it is, National Strategy Countering Domestic Terrorism. It defines white supremacy as the number one terror threat, and then it's the number one crime in America. Totally not true. It's super rare, and all of it basically controlled by them. But they came out in the documents and the indictments that they were ordering crimes to be committed. And the Democratic Party, new documents have come out. The DOJ has them, of course, because they used to run it, that the Biden DOJ and others were coordinating with the Southern Poverty Law Center just during that administration to run the white supremacy groups and commit crimes. So that, I should have started. That's the big takeaway. And I have clips of Todd Blanche, and I know he's telling the truth. People are like, well, Todd Blanche is a liar. He said he's bad. I already know this frontwards and backwards, so I know he's telling the truth. Bigger question is, why is he doing that? Well, Trump's in a battle to control the deep state now. Instead of defeat it, he just wants to run the swamp. And if you want to run the swamp, you got to take down the Southern Poverty Law Center, because that's the mothership that, or the clearinghouse that hooks into everything and the other NGOs and the rest of it. And if you think the millions and millions and millions they found is just everything, that is not even the tip of the iceberg. That's like one snowflake up on the top. They gorge the SPLC with billions a year, not just of donations, folks, but from the other big NGOs. And German intelligence basically runs it. And the reason they do that is that's not under congressional oversight. Just like the attacks on Trump were run out of London with Obama because they could have it over there and not have it under oversight. With the SPLC, I've been saying for 25 years, because Ted Gunderson told me from the FBI and because General Parton told me and because they have the documents. Not like I figured this out myself, folks. It's like the Pentagon says 90% chance the Mullahs don't fall. They block the strait and it's a giant defeat for us. I don't need to be the super Pentagon expert. I went with what they said and they were right. See? They said Israel's lying about this, which we now know they were. See, it's the same thing here. I knew who they were. I say 25 years ago. My God, we were exposing them 32 years ago. No. Oklahoma City didn't happen until 31. 31 years ago, and I just was like, had all the experts there. They were all coming through Austin to warn everybody. Parton was going all over the country like a chicken with his head cut off with all this stuff. Press conferences in Oklahoma City every week. Ted Gunderson was running around like a chicken with his head cut off. They had it all, folks. These were badass Americans, real John Waynes, okay? So we already know. I knew this stuff 31 years ago. And so, you know, they're circulating this photo of the SPLC leadership. They're just front people, a bunch of black folks that the globalists use as front people. But they're like, oh, here's the real leaders, the KKK Aryan Nations. And it's true, but there's people above them. This is so sick, but it's a lot bigger than just getting donations. It's about divide and conquer, saying all white men are racist. The number one terror threat and crime is white men committing crimes. This isn't even true. One of the lowest crime statistics. And demonizing whites and bullying whites and attacking whites and creating racial division, the Democrats and the globalists control. And they use the exact same model in the UK, in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand. It's all the same international groups, different flavors of the Southern Poverty Law Center / ADL. It's their counterparts, the same funding, the same groups. So whether you're in New Zealand, Australia, Italy, Sweden, Germany, France, the UK, Canada, the United States, it doesn't matter where you are. It is the same groups. And so to have Todd Blanche and I've said, will you please, I've said go after the Southern Poverty Law Center. We played the clip from last year. So that's one of your, I said, more important than the ADL is that. The ADL is junior to them. It's the same group. It's like a big hydra with a bunch of heads. Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center's head is much bigger. But it's in much meaner, but it's much more covert. I mean, they infiltrated our operation, jacked in the security cameras, God knows what else, and then bragged they did it 3 years ago and published it. And there was nothing there. But they spun everything. Oh, then the DOJ got my phone. That's in Arctic Frost. And oh, it was then given to them. It wasn't given by my lawyers through a court case. Turns out the DOJ had it. They just made that up. So, and of course, there was nothing there. And I had like Southern Poverty Law Center calling for comment. There appears to be homosexual material on your phone. I'm like, huh? So I went and found my old phone because I just gave it to my lawyers and uploaded it. And I said, crew, I'm not really technical, but I don't want to make you go look at my phone. There's not a lot of stuff on there, but can you go look and do a search? They come back to the other show. They go, yeah, sir, what's this? I go, oh, that's my dick. Oh, yeah, I was in bed once asleep. My wife took a picture and sent it to me. I didn't delete it off my text. That's all they had on my phone. And it's homosexual to have a picture of my penis on my phone. And I'm not a dick pic guy. I don't send dick pics. But my wife did. So it's just these people. It's just never ending with them. Never ending. That's all you got? Was me at midnight with my shirt off, walking around with a vodka bottle and a cigarette hanging out of my mouth? Wow. That's a big secret. So, because I address this from my own perspective dealing with these people. They are monsters. And I'm going to say this very clearly. If I get killed and they say I overdosed, I don't take drugs, that's not true, or I committed suicide, I would never commit suicide, the prime suspects are the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center. I will never commit suicide. I'll never murder, suicide my family, any of that. And you have the head of the ADL a month ago saying we need to use the same energy of exploding pagers against Hamas, against Americans that say Israel got us in this war. That's a quote. That is a direct threat to kill people. And I believe now the evidence does point towards Israel and the killing of Kirk with the FBI's knowledge. We know they killed an investigation into foreign involvement that was flagged by the National Counterterrorism Center and by the Director of Oversight over National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. And so if I am killed, because we're entering that wheelhouse right now, because we're beating them bad politically. If I'm killed, elements of the Trump administration and the whole Democrat combine that he's joined with, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, are the prime suspects. But I will never commit suicide. I love life so much. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's just a total fraud. You got all these scientists saying, I'm getting threatened, I'm getting followed. They show videos of SUVs at their house. They're telling me not to say what I know about gravitic control. It's not anti-gravity, it's gravity control. Gravitic science. And then they're dead. And they're found burned up in cars and shot in the back of the head and all the rest of them. They're like, I'm not going to kill myself. They tell me they're coming to kill me. And a day later, they're dead. I have all the videos, all the stuff. I mean, it's just... There she is. They're saying they're going to kill me. I'll never kill myself. Dead. Dead, 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 dead. A whole bunch of people. Dead, dead, dead. Top UFO researchers every day. Dead, 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 dead. There's two dead in the last couple of days. We got dark journalists coming on the fourth hour about this. But if they think this climate of death and murder and intimidation is going to make me hang my spurs up, no, I'm riding out to the challenge. I'm excited about this. God's watching. And I have to remind myself to, when I'm in a parking lot, look around or, you know, carry a gun, because I just feel so good about fighting tyranny. I'm fearless. And God says, hey, you have a responsibility. I'm watching over you, but you got to watch over yourself too. So literally the Holy Spirit says, you need to take care of yourself. So now I'm starting to, you know, okay, you want me to have more security? I'll do it. Okay. You know, it has to be done because we got to stay in the fight. Trust in God, but tie up your camels. The Bedouins say, or Hunter S. Thompson, yeah, pray to God, but row away from the rocks. You know, you're out in a paddle boat, the wind's blowing you into the rocks. You're going to get dashed against and probably drown. You know, don't just go, Jesus, save me, please help me. You go, God, help me, row harder, and please have the wind turn back. God, help me. But you trust in God, but row away from the rocks. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. So I'm doing it and paying attention because you can feel the danger. You can cut it with a knife because the end of an era is here, a new turning is here. The great fourth turning is here. All right. I didn't get into the big meat and potatoes on the SPLC. I got a bunch of clips. We'll hit that. Then I'll get into just, you couldn't make this up. I mean, it's exactly what you would imagine about who's coming into the Onion to, quote, take over InfoWars. And the stuff they promote and what they're saying. Yeah, we're taking your identity. Yeah, we're going to wear your skin. There's video of this. And then all the new videos we're finding that is the most spirit cooking, pedophile, overt pedophilia, but pro-Satanism, murder of children. But also all the coded stuff in shows they did 10 years ago, 3 years ago. So much coded stuff everywhere. It gives you a headache when you're an expert because you're just like, oh my God, these are people saying, hey, we are Jedi masters of pedophilia and child torture and murder. Not saying they do that. I'm saying they are showing you that they are heavyweights. They are like their NFL starting line. Okay. They're like NFL quarterbacks. They're like NFL coaches of understanding pedophilia and the globalist satanic networks. I mean, you look at this stuff, you're like, this is masterpiece. This is like OG. Super Satan, spirit cooking, like a lot of the stuff I don't even set on air because it's so horrible what these things mean. I'm just like, I go, let me check that. Is that what let me check. Oh my God. I mean, every second of it is just images everywhere and it's like a magnum opus, masterpiece of evil. And you look at them and they're just demonically possessed just gleefully. Oh, we're going to get Alex Jones. We're going to destroy him. We're going to confuse everyone that we're him. Yeah, right. Napoleon said, don't interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake, but I still have responsibility. Plus they can't help themselves. They're possessed. So they're just robots, satanic robots, spiritual robots, but this is going to blow up in their face so bad. My crew's saying that. Everybody said they're just like, my lawyers are like, why are we even going to sue them and do all this stuff? Then this is going to blow up so bad. And I said, it's the right thing to do. So we are. And they're like, okay, cool. So, but I mean, we have whistleblowers inside all of it. I mean, this is like, and they think if they get up on TV and announce that I'm defeated, I'm going to go, oh, I'm defeated. Let me go away. Defeated? We are blowing the living crap out of the New World Order culturally, politically, spiritually. We are running the tables globally. You are in deep crap, and you send literal satanic gremlins out of hell at me? Great. My God, little satanic open villains? You couldn't make this up. All right, we're going to go to break. Listen to me. We're doing a fundraiser, plus the products are incredible. This is your last chance until next Thursday to get original InfoWars apparel that's historic, because they're going to claim they own it even if they do get it. And that's in question, but we're just considering that's it. Probably your last time, maybe, who knows. But just get it, thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own that. They can't get it. It funds the new network. But this I'm impressed with, okay? This I should have got to early. Get the B-roll ready. They said, we're going to launch five of the best-selling trench warfare battle daggers with skull crushers, murdered out brass knuckles, 10-inch razor-sharp double-edged dagger with limited edition inscriptions. There's only 1,000 of each one of these knives. Now, this is You Are the InfoWar is one of them with InfoWars on it, so that's the last time you can get that, okay? And that looks cool, and it's probably the one you want to get because, you know, it's be the rarest, but it's not the coolest. I'm sorry. Look at the stuff they did. I just said, do whatever you want. You're so talented. Liberty or death with an American flag. And then it's got World War II, you know, dog tags and the eternal soldier and bullet holes. I mean, that is just wicked. There's five of these. Only 1,000 of each. Look at this. Limited edition. This is in Latin. Christ is king. And on the other side, it's got the Jerusalem cross. I did come up with that one, which they think is so evil, which I love. It's a beautiful cross. You got that. Look at this bad boy. Look at this bad boy right here. This has got to be the coolest. It's the Spartans from 300, you know, real event that happened, and they've got all their phalanx with their shields and their spears. I mean, just look at that craftsmanship, lasered, and look at that. Molon Labe, come and take it, which echoes through time, through the Alamo and everything else. I mean, just bad ass. I bet these sell out in a day or two. And all the new T-shirts and everything and a bunch of other huge sales. It is insane. This is a $199 value with inscription for just $79. Did you hear that? VIP, $63.99. They make like 10 bucks on that. And when you buy two daggers, you get an extra 25% off and can mix and match. This is insane. April 30th is your last chance to get official InfoWars products, probably. So that's a fundraiser, too. Get those. Got a lot of limited edition there as well. Third deal, subscribing at 50% off any supplement. Lock it in the future. Cancel any time. You just lock in the savings if you want it. Not cancel any time for free. One click. And get a free bottle of Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy, which is an amazing energy formula and relaxation formulas, free with every order. And it goes on and on. Fourth deal, mystery gift in everything. These deals are too good. I told them that, actually. These guys are just badass. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and pissing off the pedophile Satanist all the way.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And Ultra Methylene Blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria, the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add Ultra Methylene Blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade, Ultra Methylene Blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheOptionStore.com to get T3, now available. Amethylene Blue at TheOptionStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Clips from Fox to finish up on this huge Southern Poverty Law Center news. In this segment, we'll do the next. I'm going to get into other huge issues and huge guests. Here's Todd Blanche saying that the Biden administration was meeting with and running, basically, the SPLC, and that they killed FBI investigations into it. People go, well, wait, the FBI's bad or it's good? It's good and bad. It's compartmentalized. It's regional, folks. It's all broken up. And so you got good people doing their job, and then always get shut down. That's how this works. And a lot of times the higher-ups use the dirt they find, the good guys, to use that for more power against the other dirty people. And that looks more and more like the path Trump's going on. Instead of trying to drain the swamp, he just wants to rule the swamp. And, you know, he's cutting some of the bad stuff in the swamp, and then starting giant wars is even worse. So that's why we're like, oh, this isn't good, and I'm just giving you my analysis. That part is speculation, I tell you up front. 1% of the show is speculation. That was just it. But I don't have to believe Todd Blanche. I already know this. It's already come out over and over again. He's telling the truth. So it's a very bold move. Here's two clips.
Mr. Acting Attorney General, how did they get away with this for so long?
I mean, it's a great question. I said today during the press conference that we know that this investigation was open during the Biden administration and then mysteriously closed. I really don't have any information about why it was closed. And then we started again last year, the FBI did, working with the U.S. Attorney in Alabama. And it's extraordinarily egregious. You just talked about it. But imagine a donor to the SPLC if they were told, by the way, we're going to give the money you're giving us to the Ku Klux Klan. Okay? Like, it's in some cases over $1 million. I mean, it's incredible.
Now, they say they're no longer using these informants in this way and that it was necessary because they had all sorts of threats against the organization, firebombing threats and other acts of purported violence. And that's why they had to use these informants. And to that, you say?
Well, to that, I say, for one, the indictment charges all the way through 2023. So I'm here to speak about what they're doing right now, but that indictment charges a long period of time through 2023. And second, and more importantly, there's no allegation or information in the indictment that suggests they shared that information with law enforcement. They have communicated.
They said
they have communicated when they so chose with law enforcement over the years. There's no information that we have that suggests that the money that they were paying to these informants and these members of these organizations, they then turned around and shared what they learned with law enforcement. To the contrary, or else we would have known from their own words that they had given this money to these guys, and we didn't know it.
Well, Biden's DOJ partnered with the SPLC, then turned around and cited them to say white supremacy was the biggest threat to the country. But then the banks flagged the fraud to the feds, and the Biden White House shut down the investigation. Because what else would Kamala have to run on?
Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
Just a few months ago, Jamie Raskin singing their praises.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has been a vigilant voice in civil society against radical white nationalist violence and extremism, neo-Nazism, and other forces across the political spectrum.
Yeah, I saw the indictment yesterday. I saw the acting attorney general and FBI director do a press conference on it. It was quite shocking to me to learn of the egregious violations of the law of the Southern Poverty Law Center was committing. And I think that's a story that should be on the front page of every newspaper in this country because they've obviously been duping their supporters and the American taxpayers for far too long. It's a criminal organization, clearly, and that's not our DOJ saying that Todd Blanche saying that. That's a grand jury indictment saying that.
And I'm going to clap for Trump when he's doing good, and I'm going to say, hold your horses when he's doing bad. People get confused. Well, wait, Trump's bad or he's good? When it's good, I'm going to say it's good. When it's bad, I'm going to say it's bad. That's how anything works. That's consistency. People, that's not consistent. No, that's what I said I'll do. That's what I should do, right? That's what you do, right? Are you crazy? But the White House ran it. The Democrats run it. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade, take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's yours.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Down in the front seat. He turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white there when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said,
Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, this is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister, mister. The whole world called me Hank. He said,
hey, we are live into our number two massive guest on the collapsing magnetosphere of our atmosphere, the moving poles. It's a fact. Leading expert joining us, scientist. Then all of these record-level deaths of gravitic gravity control scientists. It's not anti-gravity. And all the deaths of people involved with the Skunk Works and secret UFOs, what's happening. You're going to get the real skinny and the latest info on who's behind this and what's happening. We know. And my guest over a year ago on the show predicted you start seeing acceleration of murders. And as soon as Trump 2 months ago said they're going to release everything in July, all hell broke loose. More deaths, more people shot in the back of the head, more people found burned up alive. Top scientists. Yesterday, today, top UFO researchers, dead, suicide. They're like, I'm not suicidal, dead. I'm not suicidal, dead. This is a big deal. You got Spielberg's movie coming out in a few months about disclosure. They're saying, yeah, the aliens are real. Burchett's seen the documents. They're hiding the craft and are in contact with aliens. Is he being given disinfo? I think he's a good guy. The point is, we'll decipher that in the fourth hour. But finishing up with the SPLC, I know most of you know this for people that are new viewers or the left. Do you think the left that literally thinks white supremacism is the number one crime in America and there's secret white supremacist armies everywhere and in movies like One Battle After Another where there's a giant secret underground white supremacist network that runs everything? In fact, pull up that scene. You type into YouTube, One Battle After Another. white supremacist meeting. And there's three of them. It's the one where they go to the house. There's a bunker. And it starts with a Christmas carol about Jesus. And they're trying to associate Jesus with white supremacism. And it's the Christmas Adventurers Club is I think the name of the video. And I said back when I finally saw the movie a few months ago and I played that, I said, when you really go into the Christmas Adventurers Club Nazi meeting, it's really the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and Mossad. We ought to, in fact, have the archivists find that from like 2 months ago. A lot of you saw me do it. When you actually open it up and you go, who runs the white supremacists? Yeah, this is the scene right here. When you actually go in there, it's the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. And I said that 2 months ago, and here it is. And again, they're not just infiltrating with spies. It turns out they're funding the leadership of all of the major groups. And they create infighting. They want to look as cartoonish as possible. They want to play into the stereotype. But it came out decades ago. KKK leaders were feds. They'd have events in Austin where it was like literally the xenotype of, you know, Jewish features, Ashkenazi Jews dressed in SA brown shirt outfits. And I would be attacked in the newspapers. You know, Jones claims the Nazis were really Jews. Well, I mean, my God, look like a bunch of Larry Davids, Howard Sterns. I mean, come on, man. They thought Joseph Goebbels was Jewish because I guess kind of a little bit had Jewish features. Not really. More like kind of Spanish features or something. But turns out Hitler was about a quarter Jew. That's confirmed. Schicklgruber grew up in the house of Rothschild. His father was illegitimate Rothschild. Pretty interesting. That's actually a fact. You can look it up. But he definitely had some juice. Definitely not a very nice person. But start this over where he's driving in the car, because this is all accurate, except it's an ADL Southern Poverty Law Center meeting. Start the scene over.
Glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
How are you, darling?
Well, thank you. You look great. You hungry?
I think I'm about to be running late.
Well, I can fix you some pancakes. You could have them on your way out.
Are these the banana pancakes, the famous Alice banana pancakes?
Those are the ones. I know they're waiting for you.
I better get down there. It's great to see you again, Alice.
Oh, good to see you, too.
Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. While he lays his glory by, warn that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth.
Jim, Merry Christmas. Hail Saint Nick.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
Good.
It's been too long.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, Saint.
You know Virgil Throckmorton. Virgil's down from Cleansing and Distortion.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And you know Bill Desmond from Whitehall.
Bill, good to see you again. Merry Christmas.
And of course you know Roy Moore, 5th Fleet Field General from the Southwest.
Absolutely, sir. Good morning.
Take a seat.
So, what's cooking? How can I help?
Well, Tim, there's this troubling little rumor we've just heard. And we brought you in to see if you can help clear it up. I'm going to hand you over to Bill. I'll give you the details. Over to you, Bill.
All right. Tim, I'm going to get right to it.
There's an unconfirmed report that Colonel Stephen J. Lockjaw is the father of a mixed-race child.
Which mix?
There's no real easy way to say this, but yeah, it's black.
Well, that would be quite the revelation if it were true. Bill, may I ask what your source is?
Sure. As part of a double Yankee white background check, some old paperwork turned up in a computer file on the black militant named Jungle Pussy. She told an officer this very story 15 years ago. 15 years ago. It's been there the whole time in ancient file. Pure luck we caught it.
So where's the pussy?
Oh, she's long dead.
Huh. No more pussy.
Now, a few days ago, Lockjaw hired a bounty hunter to make a civilian extraction in El Paso. It was led by an Avanti Q. You know him?
Yeah, I know Avanti. He's a good soldier.
Not great?
I mean, he's excellent, but he's not a native son. That's his dirty little secret. He passes for half Mexican, but he's actually part Comanche or, I don't know, Eskimo. He's a fantastic tracker. He'll tell you how much money someone had in their pocket based on a footprint, but he is not homegrown, so I would not trust it.
Yeah, well, he's apparently good enough to find what Lockjaw was looking for.
Yeah. He found Howard Somerville. Ex-French 75, he runs an underground railroad, bringing illegals from our southern border to Bactan Cross in the north, where he set up a so-called sanctuary city, giving jobs and housing to drug dealers and psychopaths.
He's also a reefer addict.
Really? Well, he sounds like a class act, this guy.
Next thing we know, Colonel Lockjaw's mobilized his task force into Bactan Cross and conducted a Class A raid on the Chicken Lickin' Frozen Farm.
Oh, no. I love their nuggets.
Well, this could mean a nugget shortage. Not to mention the Chicken Lickin's owned by our fellow Christmas adventurer, Brother Bert Rimhorn, who wants his wetbacks back to work. Next.
He hit the high school, Tim.
Yeah.
The high school. And now all hell's broken loose on the streets of Bactan Cross.
And he's turned off his ATACs.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think I'm picking up what you gents are laying down here. This is a curious chain of events. So Lockjaw's looking for his half-breed, but do we know where the mama bear is?
Funny you should ask that. Perfidia Beverly Hills. Currently MIA, former French 75, she went into witness protection about 15 years ago, only to disappear. The arresting agent, Colonel Stephen J. Lockjaw. Agency sightings ever in Cuba or Algiers, depending on the report.
So, not the mothering type, I take it.
And they call us the savages. Lockjaw got his dick dirty. He needs to clean it. If he can find this kid, he can dispose of the evidence and continue to make fools out of all of us.
What would you like me to do, sir?
Tim, given your expertise in family cases, we felt that...
Make it clean.
Clean?
We should all be able to eat off the floor. Yeah. It's that clean.
Yes, sir. Well, all right, gents. Looks like I'm headed west.
And may St. Nick be with you.
All hail St. Nick.
So that's what the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and the Democrats and the globalists and the same system run all of the Western world would have you believe is secretly running everything. Reality, it's a bunch of globalist mad scientists creating a giant AI cyborg mass neural network known as the Intergalactic Communication System. Not just saying that, look that up. and planning to depopulate almost all of us. They tell the mid-level people the world they're going to kill 90%, but really they plan to kill 99%. Call it Nazi, whatever you want. The Nazis had their own competing plan. They talked about it in Nuremberg. They said, Margaret Sanger, the British Eugenics Society, we're just following that plan. That's what's at the top of this. And it's so big that my dad was Plan 2, as I've told you many times, in high school, going to UT because he was top of his class, some of the top test scores in the state. He was winning all the science, you know, fairs and stuff. At 14, they recruit him. They go, oh, this is a feeder to NASA, Eisenhower's whiz kid program. He started, it was Kennedy, and my dad started this. And it wasn't NASA, folks. And a couple of years into it, he gets called in by the head of the botany department, who was the head of Plan 2, who was Jewish, Professor Speer. My dad didn't tell me this till he saw Endgame, right before it came out, in my office with my mother. My mother looked at my dad and said, David, this can't be true. And he started talking for about 20 minutes. He said, you know Speer, because he met her at UT. You know, we used to have dinner over his house, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I took botany from him. Yeah, we used to have dinner with him. Yeah, well, he called me in and said, of the Plan 2 people, you're the best, and you've been selected. And this is when he was about 17. He didn't meet her until about a year later when she got there. And you know Hitler was a eugenicist, and we don't support targeting just one group, but it is eugenics, and that's what this is. And we're going to set up a world government, and we're going to depopulate people. And my dad said, I'll still be friends with you, but I really don't want to be in this program anymore. And they said, well, you know, we got another program we want you to be part of. And that was even worse. He said he wouldn't say what that was. And then he said, I'm just going to go to Baylor Medical and get a dental degree, and I'm out of this. And he never told me the rest of it, but they didn't basically let him get out of it quite yet. Let's just leave it at that. But that's how real I know this all is. So at the top, there's not a Christian Adventurers Club of Nazis meeting, okay? There's people that put poison shots in the public, and I got news on this coming up. That's beyond huge. We've just gotten numb to it, though. Congressional hearings where they have the CDC head documents that, oh, it's killed masses of people, including children. It doesn't work. It destroys immune systems. So let's accelerate it. I have the congressional hearings. We're going to play clips. Oh, and the young people are dying, and when they cut them open, their entire organs are filled with spike protein, including no sperm, but spike protein that's grown in the testicles. That's where it goes, the ovaries and testicles. So that when you're having sex with a woman, you've had it, you're now injecting her with this that goes into her ovaries and sterilizes you. That's one of its main functions. Nanotech, self-replicating HIV spike protein. That is a fact. Told you that in February of 2020 with the man that wrote the U.S. Chemical and Biological Weapons Laws and Treaties. It was the head U.N. War Crimes Prosecutor, Slobo Milosevic. And who had the PhD that one person gets a year from Harvard under Henry Kissinger, Dr. Francis Boyle, who was set last year to testify in the Netherlands in the criminal slash civil proceedings against Bill Gates, who then mysteriously died last January. And he said what the whole thing was on my show then, because he knows where the bodies are buried. He knew where the bodies were buried. So you're dealing with people that are injecting white people, brown people, black people, Hispanics, Asians, all of us. We're all being targeted. So they get the minorities of the majority in most areas attacking whites. Whites legitimately get tribal and say that's wrong. But that's only one level of the resistance. You've got to understand we're all being targeted, and they don't want us to come together against them. And, of course, all the major Nazi organizations are run by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL. I've told you that for decades. And when I exposed this, the day Charlottesville happened and after, I was sued by the Southern Poverty Law Center supporting it and Georgetown University running it by Hillary Clinton, former aide of the State Department, claiming I said he did it. I didn't even talk about him, really. I said, in general, the Southern Poverty Law Center was on record hiring protesters and hiring people to oppose white supremacy. It had come out. And when I talked about that yesterday, I saw all these headlines. Jones lies. The lawsuit was Sandy Hook. No, there were dozens. But I was proven right. And that's how these people operate. That's what they do. And do I need to show you all the news articles? Just type Alex Jones sued over Charlottesville comments, and you'll get AP, Reuters, and all of it. But and I notice it's well-known right-wing, so-called Trump-supporting influencers that are attacking me, and also major publications saying, no, Jones was sued for Sandy Hook. They think you're too stupid to go look this up because it vindicates me. But that's the facts. That's the reality. And I played the clips yesterday. And I can show you the articles. Overhead shot, please. Here's London Independent. Charlottesville. Alex Jones claims white supremacist protesters were just Jewish actors. 2017. Here's another one. Suit claims InfoWars Alex Jones stoked harassment of Charlottesville witness. Alex Jones calls Charlottesville violence a false flag because alternative facts are still a thing. Newsweek. Overhead shot. We'll show more of these. No, see, this is a suit. They dropped it when trial came up because they knew I had the facts. You can see the AI breakdown of this right here. Alex Jones says U.S. actors poses KKK followers in Charlottesville. Defamation suit targets Alex Jones over Charlottesville. There's the Southern Poverty Law Center attacking me. And now they've been charged. And they funded the main group that ran the Charlottesville operation, like I said they were, because we knew then. They didn't even hide it properly. So there you go. Yet again, and again, and again, and again, and again. And there was this employee that was here like 8, 9 years ago. He quit. Said, oh, I'm quitting Friendly. I got to go work for the South by Southwest and video production for the city. And, oh, I'm interviewing Matthew McConaughey. And I said, great. See you later. Comes back a few years later and says, oh, I want my job back. I said, sure. But I noticed he didn't really get anything done that year. I was like, hey, why aren't you getting a lot of work done? Well, he'd hacked into the surveillance cameras trying to find something going on that we were doing and a bunch of other stuff. And then he was the source for Southern Poverty Law Center with no evidence, but, well, they're really white supremacists. They had another one of their infiltrators before that who's making the rounds right now who would go around. The crew is a troublemaker, so they never really told me till he quit. And they go, yeah, the last month he would like walk into the break room and say, I hate black people. I hate these N-words. And we'd be like, oh, we don't think that. Why are you? We're going to have to tell Alex what's wrong with you. I'm just pissed off at these N-words recording us. That's who these people are, folks. Everything I believe is on the show. There's no underground base of Nazis under the building. We're all being targeted by true depopulation soft kill weapons. We have to wake up to that. We have to admit that. We have to come to terms with that. Let's go out to break with, well, enough time now. Jamie Raskin, just a year ago, praising the SPLC and saying they need more funding. They need more support. Oh, they only have billions of dollars. And they run all the major white supremacist groups in the indictment. They funded them to commit crimes, burning crosses in black people's neighborhoods, terrorizing black people. And it gets even worse. These people are sick, Jesse Smollett, to the 10th degree. They're staging false flags to turn us against each other. We'll be right back.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80. We're selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah. really bad political news for Republicans. Every major special election, local and state, is going to Democrats. The Republicans are finally publicly hitting the panic button, saying Trump's got to stop what he's doing. I was just faithful to saving the country and told the president the truth. I'm the traitor. I'm the panicking. I'm the Democrat. I'm the Qatari agent. No, I'm not. I will say what is true, even if it pisses off half my audience. I'm sorry. You're not going to get bullcrap here, okay? I get things wrong, and I said 55 days ago when this war started, went into high gear, I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope they fall. Great. But Trump's high off Venezuela, and he thinks he's going to win. That's a totally different ball of wax, different kettle of fish, different barrel of snakes. And I was right. But that wasn't a hard prediction to make. That was easy. And that's what's so frustrating about this. So it's like a light switch got thrown in the last month when I really started coming out against Trump. All these SPLC operatives, former InfoWars employees, you know, people that are here just a few years or off and on, they pop up and say, Alex produces fake news. He tells us to lie. They have no proof of that. It's total lies. Even the cases they use aren't true. He staged a fake Al-Qaeda beheading on the Texas border, but it really wasn't even the Rio Grande. James O'Keefe had just done that as an illustration, said it was an illustration. Joe Biggs was down on the border himself, reporter. He did it and said it was a dramatization, and our article said it was a dramatization. But that turns into me saying, it's what I'm saying, it's just lies. That's one of the lies that was tied to some little kernel of truth. But the point is that starting about a month ago, it went from very few articles attacking me, you know, just the media trying to ignore me, to articles all over the place, interviews everywhere, and upping the lies. I almost shot reporters in the head, totally made up. I just did all these horrible things. And then everything's frozen and they're not moving because it's on appeal and they know they're going to get in trouble and the Supreme Court's about to overturn it in Texas and all their judgments have come out. And all of a sudden, we're not the receiver that's been in charge for a year or whatever from the state goes, we're not going to pay the bills anymore even though there's money to run things, even though they were getting some money into it. So I was basically here working for free. Crew's still getting paid. And I was in a holding pattern, as I told you. Well, we get the network ready and all the rest of it, which has been ready. And while we were going through the appeals process, all of a sudden they say we're not going to pay the bills anymore about a month and a half ago, and so they start turning stuff off. And I can look when the final stuff's being turned off, May 1st. I was like, okay, well, we got to then say June 30th is the last day. I said that a few weeks ago. And then we learn on Monday during the show, headlines everywhere. The Onion has successfully bought InfoWars. The Onion is inside the studio, funded by Bloomberg, with the former censorship czar at MSNBC, Rachel Maddow's producer. And I call my lawyers, I check, they go, no, it's not done, there's not been a court hearing, they're just saying it again, like they did in November 2024. Remember that? The Onion bought us and all that. And they had an auction, but there wasn't an auction, the judge says this looks illegal, it's over. So then they start posting videos at The Onion saying, here's our new creative director that's going to pose as Alex Jones, and we're going to mislead his viewers and confuse him and put out lies to discredit him. These are quotes in the New York Times. That's the definition of defamation, malice aforethought, intent to do harm. Hijack an asset that's supposedly to pay off debts to ruin the asset, and they're not buying it if they're able to get it. It's a six-month lease. So they say they can ruin it. That's not going to ruin it. It's just going to piss everybody off. But okay. Because the InfoWars, my crew and myself and the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is a generic term. It's just crazy. We'll be on all the same radio stations, all the same everything. And people are going to freak out when this shuts down. The audience is going to explode. Guaranteed. Already is. But so many TV programs, so many newscasts they're on, celebrating and trying to bait me and, oh, we are going to steal his identity. Oh, we are going to wear his skin. On and on and on. Guaranteed with a mandamus in the appeals court to be overturned. So we'll be out of here. They can kick us out. And they did tell me Tuesday, or the receiver told my lawyers, got off the show. They said, yep, They're going to have private investigating firm, Armed Security, another outside group, show up midnight Thursday. Now, I told the crew we'll probably go to about 8 o'clock at night because we need to get rest and be ready for the new launch out of the new studios next day. But no, I'm going to stay up here. I want the crew to go home, most of them. I'm going to stay up here till midnight because I want to be here when the Armed Security rolls in and their PI firm. And I've already met the PI guy that uses their auctioneer. He's a nice black guy named Pat. But the point is, he's just doing it. It's just a job for him. I say nice. I've shook his hand, talked to him a few times. We've had a glass iced tea. One time I had food catered in here, and we sat back and had lunch together. You know, nice guy. The point is, I'm going to be here when they roll in because they said the locks get changed at midnight and we take over. So that's good. I just want to document that historically, with my iPhone. But I'm going to send the crew home. We'll probably go about 8 or 9 at night, last transmission out of this historic studios, and kind of review all the great stuff we've done together and thank the listeners and viewers. But I've not gotten the meat and potatoes yet. I'm sorry. I'm kind of being nostalgic here. This is all very, very bittersweet, mainly sweet, because you can easily see the second, third order consequences of what they're doing. I mean, it's guaranteed disaster. But Satanists only think one-dimensional. They just can't help it. They got to attack now. They got to do it. And so I start getting flooded with calls Monday and emails, and you better look at this. They're devil worshipers. You got to watch their show, Adult Swim. The producer and lead writer and star of it did all these pro-pedophile Satan things. And I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I don't look at it. Tuesday, Rob Newman, the show comes in. He goes, you got to watch this. You got to look at this. I'm busy, and I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Adult Swim, I can't imagine it's too bad. Okay, I'll look at it. And then I get home, and I start watching, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to vomit. I can't believe this was ever on TV. Now we found more shows they did, more movies they made. We have hours and hours of the most horrible small children defecating on people, saying we're going to murder children, we're raping children, people selling their children to pay debts. I'm your daddy now, little boys sitting on men's laps, the men licking them. And this is a guy that wrote that. Heidecker, that says he's going to wear my skin, and then he goes on all these shows and says this, and it's like my lawyers are looking at this, and they're like, you could not make this up. This is who Senator Blumenthal that's running this out of Connecticut and the Paul Weiss law firm and Michael Bloomberg that's on publicly financing this worth $80-something billion. Look how much Bloomberg's worth. Last time I saw it, like $87 billion. This is what, and then you've got people that are on the show in Spirit Cooking with Abrina Abramovich doing Aleister Crowley stuff. And kidnapping children and raping them and murdering them and then like real babies crying and like, oh, we have slave ships where we can do whatever we want to the children / the clowns and pumping them full of semen and all this. I mean, and it's overtly pedophilic, but then all the code words are even worse from the FBI manuals. This is 10 years old and there's stuff now from last year and 2 years ago. I mean, I have dozens of new horrific videos. All right. And I keep them in sleep deprivation, mind control them, rape them, break their will, and then kill them with a hammer and bury them in your backyard. And then they play the part of pedophile suppliers. So they go, yeah, I supply the pedophile elites, but then they kill me, but it's okay. And they're literally telling you everything that actually, this is like inside baseball, folks. Stuff so horrible that Ted Gunderson told me that I've never even said it all on air. I mean, if Ted Gunderson could see this. So, we are in the Twilight Zone right now. We are, go to the part where they actually have real babies on the show. So that is who we're up against. This is who they sent at us. They're going to do this good. And they're in the New York Times. Oh, we're going to tell horrible lies and attribute to Alex Jones to hurt him. Open and shut civil rights suit. You're done. I mean, it's like guaranteed win. This is like, and don't worry. Not all the courts are corrupt, guys. You don't control them all. Yeah. Here's an actual crying baby. They're talking about killing it with Will Ferrell. You notice The Rock has made similar videos. So, and Tom Hanks, it turns out it's all true, folks. So, let me show you some of these headlines to go to these videos. Tim Heidecker wants to erase Alex Jones from InfoWars. Overhead shot. So, see, it's all about not getting assets, not making money, it's about hurting people. Tim Heidecker wants to make InfoWars the premier destination for trans comedy. Tim Heidecker wants to erase Jones from InfoWars. The Onion relaunches InfoWars as legal wrangling continues. Oh, they're already selling merch? They're already saying they own us. That's fraud. That's hijacking. That is criminal, not just civil. The Onion CEO on why it's still fighting to take over InfoWars. Oh, but I thought you took it over, you told everybody. All right, so he's also in videos, articles. I want to steal his identity. I want to wear his skin. Does the Onion own InfoWars? Texas judge to weigh on the deal next Thursday. Judge Greer Gamble, you should go down to the hearing. The Onion's bid for Alex Jones InfoWars awaits Texas decision. But they say they own it. They have it. They're selling merch on their own website. They're announcing on MSNBC, where he used to work, that they control it all. Tim Heidecker humiliates Alex Jones for stealing his job. What, taking InfoWars.com and a studio? You didn't. You're not, dude, that's not, that'd be like if you wore a Tom Brady jersey and you're an 8-year-old kid or a 90-year-old man and then you say, I'm Tom Brady. Or that'd be like wearing a Michael Jordan jersey and saying you're Michael Jordan. The Onion says he has a deal to buy InfoWars and grand designs beyond owning Alex Jones. And they said that in court filings a year and a half ago. Oh, 13th Amendment, we own him. 13th Amendment doesn't apply to him. Owning Alex Jones. This is about slavery. And their shows are about slavery of children. What do you think COVID was? The lockdowns, all of it's about slavery. Furious Alex Jones vows to fight takeover of InfoWars by the Onion. Yeah, this isn't about them kicking us out of the building. They can do that and, you know, cut the power and all of it, which is happening. May happen before next week. In fact, they probably will because they're getting desperate. Finally, just flip the other switch, bro. I don't think we make it to next Thursday. That's not a prediction, but that's where I think that's where it's going, obviously. I think you agree. But I thought they already took it over. You see, no. So this is massive. So let's go ahead and go to some of these clips. I've already played some of the pro-pedophile, kill the kids stuff yesterday. I'm not going to subject you to that. It's all over the place. People are freaking out about this. Here's Heidecker, clip A, on Majority Report, talking about InfoWars. And then we'll go into Heidecker with Ben Collins. We are taking over. And The Onion teases new InfoWars show. Go to the clips.
Hey, Liv, thanks for having me on the show, Sam.
So wait a sec, just back up for a minute. Like, I knew that The Onion had gotten, all an application process. Did you apply for this job?
No, they reached out to me for my 2 cents about if they caught the car, what should they do with it? And we just kept talking about it. And I thought that it would, the joke of, if the Onion took over InfoWars, it would be funny for about 3 months and then it would just be over. Yeah, it did like a Colbert Report style spoof of it. You know, there's just only so much runway you got with that kind of humor. And so I said, well, let's just turn it into
like... I've seen that with your own show. I mean, I feel like that you've learned that from doing your...
Yeah, I don't want to make that same mistake.
See, they hide all this evil behavior behind turn comedy.
Into one of these comedy streaming sites that keep failing, but we keep trying to provide a space for funny people to make stuff.
The left is failing everywhere, so all they can try to do is hijack something and then pretend they're it. I mean, this is ridiculous. You guys are in a lot of trouble. Let's go back.
Which feels like a really funny overall joke at the end of the day. If like InfoWars is the premier source for trans comedy. trans people making comedy, not making fun of trans people. That's the... That's the Dave Chappelle Network.
Yeah.
This is all well and good, but I feel like on some level we should have some balance in this. I mean, you're coming on here all happy and bald. You've shaved your head. Let's let that guy have his say in this too. Matt, can you cue this up?
You can't take something over and then act like you're somebody, even if you say it's a parody. You can do a parody of somebody, but none of you took something from them.
Right.
You've already checked with lawyers, so they're in deep shit. I'm already suing the Democrat Party law firms. Already got civil rights lawsuits. You think, look, just because you're wearing my shirt, don't mean you're me. So let's be 100% clear about that. And so you guys just keep laughing, just like you did a year and a half ago, or it was November 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about a year and a half?
Yeah, this is sort of from December 10th.
Do we know who it is he's talking to? Why is he like sort of like embodying all of the people who have oppressed him in this guy who's sitting there next to him?
This is how I would be if I was that guy. I'd be like, I'd be like, geez. You know, I just love wearing his skin. I love wearing the man's skin. What can I say? I'm like Leatherface.
You're wearing the full body suit.
What I do is I cut up the backbone with my fillet knife and peel the skin back and slip in. Hey, everybody, it's Tim Heidecker checking in here. I'm in the Onion headquarters here. Jamie Brew eating a sandwich. Bunch of guys trying to come up with funny ideas. See how that goes. You know, they got all the posters of all their dumb ideas. Women's bathroom, gender identity, whatever. You don't have to stop because I'm walking around. Go back to business. Are we doing this or what? We taking over InfoWars, Mr. Collins?
Yes, sir.
Is that what's going to happen?
Yes, that's what's going to happen.
What are we going to do? We're going to do shit, bunch of shit. We're going to make disrupt, right?
That's correct. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Well, you're my leader. I'm going to follow you into battle. We're going to storm the gates, trial by combat. Whatever it takes, Matt Carlin thinks he knows what's going on. He doesn't know anything. Whoever you are.
Hi.
And then they got kombucha now. They're making everybody here drink kombucha. And it's making everybody turn into
little
lizards.
You know, it's a liberal building. It's nothing but white men
running around. Anyhow, it's been a great launch.
Gay men.
We're excited. Onion chips on their shoulders. Fire. I couldn't be happier. Everybody, Rolling Stone, Time Magazine, NPR, PBS, NBC, they're all sucking on my dick. They can't wait.
For 35 years, I was part of the problem.
Yes.
A mouthpiece for the mainstream media, spewing their lies and kissing their feet, all while they turn me into something I'm not. But now I'm free of my corporate shackles and my only business is freedom. My name is Jim Haggerty, and you are being lied to.
So it's all about posing as me with a bunch of hoes to confuse people. This is going to be a disaster for these people. And as folks find out what they're into and what they do, they are in a lot of trouble politically with everybody. And it's open and shut now with what they've said and what they've done. They've said in court filings, too, they want to be me and destroy me. They don't want money. They don't want to settle. They want to hurt us because the globalists know that we're the ones that expose them. They know. They understand that. And like bloodhounds have been given a scent, they just can't stop hunting. Well, just come, because you have just walked right into my world. And we'll see in the end what happens. At long last, InfoWars is ours. Not even been a court hearing, but you know this judge is total globalist, ran the show trial. No, she's going to rule next Thursday for him, and then that's fine. Because lawsuits, appeals court, all of it, and with what you said, you're done. Guaranteed. You're done. You messed up, and you did a lot more than just this mess up. You're fools. And the judge was in part of the HBO documentary. She walked the red carpet. She's opened herself up. We have whistleblowers inside. And there they are, before they even have control, selling InfoWars merch. Legally, even if they win this court hearing and all this stuff, now they're screwed because of this action. Guaranteed, cut and dry, millions in damages. I know when the receiver found out they were already selling stuff, he didn't believe it. He's like, that's not true. Like, no, it's true, pal. They've been selling stuff since Monday. So you saw him right there. I'm not going to subject you. Later, I'll do some special reports with all the new pedophile productions, pro-pedophilia, murder of children, torture of children stuff. But who do you expect to come after us? All right. There they are attacking our products, making up fake ones. They never actually attack our real products. So we have a new special deal that just launched today. Five new modern World War II updated trench knives with skull crushers, murdered out brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp, 1,000 of each design, 5,000 knives total, the most kick-ass designs ever. In Latin, Christ is King, with the Jerusalem cross on the other side. Another incredible knife about the info war on the tip of the spear. Another with the Spartans and the phalanx and Molon Labe. These are hands down the best designs ever. And then one final InfoWars dagger with the InfoWars insignia and the fact that there is a war on for your mind and you are the InfoWar. These knives will go extremely quickly and they fund the new Alex Jones Network and everything we're doing. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com that I don't own, that they can't get, bigly owns the Alex Jones Network and everything we're building and doing. It is so exciting. And if they think grabbing a website, doing all this, it's not even a speed bump. It's actually a catapult, like Ebel Knievel hitting a big ramp. And I don't just put a good face on it. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Separately, there's big congressional reports I haven't gotten to yet that I'll get to coming up where the CDC admits they have emails from the director that it's killing everybody and they're going to keep giving everybody the shot. Well, we have the spike protein detox formula. We took the two top leading formulas, worked with top scientists, and combined the two formulas for the strongest natural spike protein detox there is. Even if you've taken the shot, you need spike protein detox at least twice a year from the experts we've talked to. Ultimate Life Force is incredible. Everyone is insane if they don't take it. It's the ultimate spike protein detox. And it's good for your whole body and detoxing in general. But we have five new deals today, the biggest sales ever. First deal, five new trench war daggers. Brand new trench war daggers. They will sell out in days. You are the InfoWar, Molon Labe, Liberty or Death. Don't tread on me. And Christ is King. These are premium trench war daggers with knuckle guard handle and laser etched designs on the blade. Regular $199, $79.99 for VIP members, $63.99. And when you buy two daggers, you get an extra 25% off. That takes them down to cost. Second deal, InfoWars product fundraiser. April 30th is your last chance to get original InfoWars t-shirts, hats, hoodies, you name it. Also, third deal, subscribing at 50% off on any supplement. Lock in 50% off at all future sales. Cancel any time. So there's no commitment there. You just lock in 50% off on that. And you get a free bottle of Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy and you get a free mystery gift. Biggest sale ever. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take starting meds to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. the InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To Megyn Kelly, she's been basically saying I've been right about everything. I want to play a few minutes of that, her and the great Russell Brand, then our huge guest on the collapsing magnetic field of the Earth, the moving pole, magnetic field. It's all happening. We got a leading expert on this, Dr. Jack Cruz, coming up in the next segment. But here's Megyn Kelly.
Alex Jones. Okay, back in August of 2017, Charlottesville was a false flag run by Southern Poverty Law Center operatives who hired actors to pose as Nazis. Fucking the guy there. I could give you so many of these by Alex Jones. After we did my interview with him, where it did get contentious, but I spent days with him. He said so many things. They sounded crazy, Russell. We went back to the NBC fact-checking machine, which is good. NBC's biased, but they're not reckless generally when it comes to like their reporting. Don't get me wrong. I understand what happened with Russiagate, and I'm not talking about MSNBC. I'm talking about NBC. They all came back true. Everybody's like, he's a lunatic. He says the frogs are turning gay and they're turning transgender. We're like, he's a nutcase. True, 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 true. It was amazing. The Sandy Hook stuff was very, very wrong and untrue. Must be said again. In any event, he's on the list, right? Like, he's been, of course, due to his own behavior and due to just being right about a lot of the stuff that they don't want out there, they've otherized him. They've done it to Tucker. They're in the process of trying to do it to me. I'm a lot harder because I don't have the conspiratorial gene that a lot of these folks have. And their conspiracies many places have turned out to be true. So it's like, shame on me for not having more of one, but I'm not built like that. I'm a lawyer. I'm a linear thinker. Very, very fact-based. You know, I don't believe anything until it's really been proven to me with like facts I can hold. But they're trying, they're trying to do it to me right now. And, it's infuriating. And now I'm much, much more suspicious about the narratives I've been sold about many, many other people, right? Like,
yeah.
Are they really crazy and conspiratorial or do they know something? Have they hit on one of those soft spots that you're not allowed to touch?
It's very hard to stay present. It's very hard to stay present and assess when you're being emotionally stimulated. The whole culture is continually emotionally stimulated. Sexual imagery, imagery of violence and fear. These things create bewilderment and disorientation. You shouldn't consume too much of it, if any at all, as a matter of fact. Over time and right now, AI and the internet are creating something that's akin to a counterfeit consciousness. Remember Carl Jung saying that we have a collective unconscious. It's almost as if there's a repository for all of our thoughts. It says that we are all participants in the Holy Spirit, that all of us can share in God's grace and presence right now, that eternity is not just beyond time, but it is within and throughout time. Now, in creating this online internet space where all consciousnesses and individuals can potentially interconnect with one another, we've created a kind of facsimile or counterfeit of a psyche. The psyche is generating the kind of shadow archetypes that Jung himself spoke about. And because we live in this materialistic, secular culture, we don't have the language or even the diagnostic tools to recognize these types. The dark woman that will tell you truths that people don't want to hear and uncomfortable about. The ranting preacher that might say things that are sometimes crazy or prophetic. Have you looked at the prophetic language in the Bible? But has a great many truths to tell us. The thoughtful Khan, the meaty, solid warrior that thoughtfully pontificates and interrogates people. Our internet online new media space is like a new consciousness, inhabited with people like you and me and Tucker that have lived for a while in the old media, and then these other creatures that came from the periphery or were born within it. But there are great truths that are being told by you with your understanding of litigation and systems of justice, media. You have a great deal to offer. Tucker, with his background there that's sort of deep, deep embedded in systems of state and power and media and
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80, which sell for like $40. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been on air 32 years. I remember early on, reading mainstream news articles and New Scientist, you know, the nightly news, the magnetic field started changing, and also the pole started moving from you know, where it had been, and people could see this on compasses. And then you've got all the famous clips of Democrats and globalists saying the world's going to end in 2030 and all this. And they say that to create fear, to make you not have kids, make you give up. You know, they tell you you're killing the earth, all the rest of it. But there are big earth-changing events. You know, they thought it was every few million years big comets or asteroids hit the earth. But now that we have satellites, they can see the scars of giant comets and meteor blasts all over the earth. You know, you see the moon, you see them stand out because there's no foliage, there's no water, there's no erosion. But on the earth, now that we have the satellites, we can see that we get hit a lot more often than they thought. That's just one example. So what is the magnetosphere? What's happening with the poles? What are the globalists getting ready for? Why is the pole moving so fast? Dr. Jack Cruz is a neurosurgeon, author, and leading educator in quantum biology. You can describe what that is. JackCruz.com, Dr. Jack Cruz. We really appreciate him joining us. He wants to get the Rockefeller agenda with the control of the nuclear magnetic moment of hydrogen. Also, Dr. Jack Cruz talking about the extinction event. Whenever he wants those clips, he can call for them. We'll go to them. But I wanted to just get him on to discuss this because the only thing that's constant is change. We're told give up your rights, you know, cut off the carbon, starve yourself, global warming. Then we're told the UN says the sun doesn't affect our climate. We know it's almost all of it. What's really going on? What are the changes we know that are happening? And do we know the time frame of this? And he also talks about when all of these space winds, radiation, when these things get through the defense shield, which we know, that's why astronauts up there are in so much danger, what would happen if it totally collapsed? So
Doctor, you can start wherever you want. I appreciate you joining us. My listeners are pretty informed, but this is a complex issue, so start wherever you'd like. Really here for the next 10 minutes or so, just opening statement, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem, Alex. The issue is, as you mentioned, a couple of the guys came down to El Salvador to interview me about MKUltra, and they got sidetracked on this story because it's actually topical right now. So most of the viewers out there need to understand that when climate change is used in the media, it's basically an acronym for magnetic shield failure, because that's effectively what it is. The climate isn't changing, but the magnetic field is. They're trying to keep the narrative towards something they can control, because if people understood what this really means, it's a problem. So I shared with the guys that you had on your show last week a paper that was written on June 13th of 25 that basically showed something that physicists didn't realize, and it's very unusual, that the Earth's magnetic field is coupled to oxygen levels on Earth for the last 540 million years. Why is that important? All complex life shows up on Earth at the Cambrian explosion, which happens at this time. So you begin to realize that oxygen is a big deal with the magnetic flux. What the paper blamed it on is they felt it was related to tectonic plate movements, which is absolutely ludicrous. Why? Because for the previous, 3 billion years on Earth, we had tectonic plates. That makes no sense. But what it is coupled to is the thermohaline currents in the ocean. Why? Because what happens right before this time in Earth? It's called the Neoproterozoic era. And this is where we have the best data. The last time the magnetic field truly collapsed, life was simple. There was only two domains of life, bacteria and archaea. This went from about a billion years ago all the way up to the Cambrian explosion. There was no eukaryotes. Eukaryotes are me and you, Alex. It's everybody who's listening to this. We're the complex life. If you know anything about evolution, at the Cambrian explosion, 32 phyla of evolution show up in the fossil record overnight, kind of blowing up Darwin's theory of evolution. So when you have this link in the media and in science, you can start to see that it's beginning to leak out. What does this really mean? As the magnetic shield of the planet weakens, it allows the solar wind to get closer, but it also allows the Van Allen radiation belts to get closer to Earth. What is the impact of that for biology? Anything that lives on the surface or in the crust, which is the oceans, is going to be heavily deuterated. What does that mean? Deuterium is an isotope of hydrogen. The hydrogen that we are racist to in our biology is protium, which is light hydrogen. Deuterium has an extra neutron on it. And then the third isotope is called tritium. Tritium is radioactive hydrogen. Usually, from all the teaching I've done all over the world about this, I tell people you don't really have to worry about tritium because our magnetic shield takes care of it. Well, that's all well and good until the government released some data. After this paper came out last June, the USGS surveys show that the magnetic pin that used to be in Canada has moved faster in the last 15 years than it has in 320 million years on Earth since mammals evolved on the planet. That kind of stuff in the scientific literature should kind of catch people and go, hey, what's going on?
And let's be clear. That's, I'm listening to like, is that even true? No, it's mainstream news. Anybody can register it. The poll is moving very quickly.
Yeah, it's moved from Canada to Siberia. So that's the one fact that anybody can go and look at. Then the big fact is I think most people know about the South Atlantic anomaly. It's been present on Earth. People have been talking about it for a long time, but it was pretty well contained and nobody's been thinking about it. The way I teach my clients and my patients to think about it, the South Atlantic anomaly should be thought of like the giant red spot on Jupiter. The difference is on Jupiter, you can see it because it's a gas planet. On Earth, you can't see the SAA because we are a rocky planet, but it's based in the crust mantle boundary, kind of where this dynamo is cooking with gas.
Well, the USGS just informed all of science in the last couple of months that the South Atlantic anomaly is now close to tripled in size, and it's now breaking off a new lobe that's already at the west coast of Africa. And this is really problematic. Yesterday in the New York Times, and this is not covered by those two guys that you had interviewed last week, the New York Times and Science Magazine then report that scientists are now worried that the Gulf Stream that's off the east coast of the United States, called the thermohaline current, may decrease. Now, why is this a big deal? This is a sign that the science that I'm telling you about is absolutely factual and correct. But what's the canary in the coal mine that I want Alex Jones and his audience to understand? To make sense of this, you have to understand something about the Atlantic Ocean, because the South Atlantic anomaly, most people say, well, it's over Brazil. It's out in the southern hemisphere. Why does it affect us here in the United States? Well, you need to look for two things. With the magnetic shield here and the Van Allen belt here, you should see evidence of things that live on the surface changing radically in the Atlantic Ocean. So I told people when they came to interview me that you should pay attention to birds, bees, and fish. Why? Because they all use magnetic field to navigate. Well, something just happened in the New York Times yesterday that should get really everybody concerned. Why? For the first time in human history, mosquitoes have been found on the surface of Iceland. And for those of you who don't know, Iceland is North Atlantic Ocean. It is at 63rd north latitude, which is even more north of the United States. It's kind of right in the middle of where Canada is. But why is this a big deal? Most people know, without having a science background, that mosquitoes tend to like stagnant water that's tropical. And that water tends to be heavily deuterated. The second fact is mosquitoes are arthropods. Arthropods are a type of animal that actually get repelled by magnetic fields. So the main reason Iceland has never had mosquitoes is because the magnetic field up there was so strong that mosquitoes would be repelled by it and they would stay down closer to tropical waters. That's actually how their biology works. So what happens when that universal stator, the magnetic dynamo, begins to fail? It no longer can keep the mosquitoes out.
So the mosquitoes are the canary in the coal mine. This is all confirmed. People that don't know, butterflies, hummingbirds, everything, have magnetic cones that literally register off of this. And so we have mosquitoes up in Alaska and places in Canada. It's not because it's cold there. It's because they were being held back. People that don't understand why, the police will tell you everybody goes crazier in a full moon. It's something that's more light. It gets out there and does different things with the different space winds and the different magnetic fields that are coming in that all affects us. So imagine how the moon makes people go crazy, particularly women who are menstruating. That usually controls all that. This is something, what you're talking about, something thousands of times stronger than an event like that.
Well, this is actually more germane than even that story. Why? Because of that paper that the guy shared with you last week. That paper shows that anything in the mammalian clade that uses oxygen for their mitochondria, the master is the magnetic field. Now, other things are important, but that paper goes straight to the point.
And that goes into the circadian rhythm and everything. We're all literally tied to the earth.
Well, not only are we tied to the earth, but if you would ask me this a year ago, did I think that the magnetic stator in the dynamo was the single most important, you know, leg of the stool of life, because the leg of stool of life is built with light, water, and magnetism. I would have told you that light was by far more dominant. The reason I would have told you that is because I've always assumed that the magnetic shield has been relatively stable. Turns out that paper shows that I was correct about that. But when I began to look at that paper carefully, I looked at the time in Earth immediately before the Cambrian explosion. And that's when I found that, this neoproterozoic era, we almost lost the magnetic shield. And what happened for us to get it back? The inner core of the magnetic dynamo hardened, and this defragged the rest of the dynamo. And what did it do? It strengthened the magnetic field so much that it allowed for all these things that happened at the Cambrian explosion to occur. So what did it do? It led to a great spike in oxygen. It led to a great change in actually how light could affect things on the planet. And that means bacteria and archaea were able to come together to form eukaryotes. And this was something called endosymbiosis. So it appears that the magnetic dynamo was the incident that drove a lot of these problems. So what am I saying to you right now, Alex? Because I want to be very clear about this. We're now living through the reverse effect of this. We're beginning to see the evidence. This goes down. So let me tell you the things that I think historically you've probably heard about, but we're never able to make true sense of it. The last time the magnetic shield that humans have a pretty good memory for it, and you can study this in just about any museum, is the Mayan culture. The Mayans went through some really interesting things where they built these big cities like Tikal, Copan, down in Central America, and then all of a sudden, the archaeologist tells us they left. They left these great cities. It's not that the Mayan people died, Alex. They did not die. They're still here today in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico. But they abandoned these cities. And what do we know now? A guy named Charlie Lentz did some interesting stuff. He's an archaeologist out of University of Cincinnati. And he did isotopic samples, and he also did DNA samples of the big water vats that were right in front of the pyramids at Tikal. What did he find? He found high levels of cyanobacteria, which is the bacteria that led to oxygen creation in the oceans at the Cambrian event. But he also found out that the soils were heavily deuterated at this time. So why did the people of the Maya likely have to leave? Because their area, which was tropical and wet, became more like Mars because of this SAA effect.
By the way, I was going to bring up Mars. You have this incredible isotope with hydrogen bombs all over Mars. And a lot of scientists, you know, they see the waterways, evidence of things. I was going to bring up Mars and losing its atmosphere is a lot of astrophysicists' thing. How does Mars tie into this as an example?
Well, Mars is the next best example to show you what happens to a planet when you lose your magnetic field. Like you just brought up that it lost its atmosphere, but I'm trying to take you proximal. What happened is that it lost its magnetic dynamo, and when it loses its magnetic dynamo, the solar wind strips the atmosphere completely off it. That's the worst case scenario. That is a true cataclysm.
And by the way, people don't know, this is all admitted science. Explain the magnetic field, how it shields us, what it does, and how we think Mars died.
Correct. And the next big event to talk about that I've heard you actually talk about before is the Younger Dryas, where we lost the woolly mammoths in North America. There's now pretty good evidence that that event not only was tied to comets coming in, but it looks like a partial magnetic decline was tied to that too. But the biggest event that very few people talk about, the ones that affect us the most, is the Neanderthals at the Last Champ event. The Last Champ event happened 42,000 years ago. And what's interesting about the Neanderthals, they had 125 grams more brain tissue than my patients do today. So they shrunk their brain down. And what did this allow them to do? It allowed them to become more isotopically light. So we are humans that show up on the planet. And what did we notice about their name, Neanderthals? Why are they called Neanderthals? Because above the 51st latitude, where is the only place that their bones have been found? When they went higher than that, it turned out that they couldn't live at that level. We show up and we can go all the way up to 60.
Yeah, why could Cro-Magnon do it, but Neanderthal couldn't?
Well, we don't know that answer, but we do know why Neander couldn't do it, because his brain was too expensive to live high up on the planet. For us, we also have a limit. Our limit is the same limit as photosynthesis, which is about the 60th latitude. That's where the boreal forests go, all in the northern hemisphere. Remember, we can't say anything about the southern hemisphere because there's two continents. One is at the pole, where nothing lives except Weddell seals and penguins. But Australia and the tip of South America, do have big lessons for us. And it turns out that both of these continents have been struggling for a really long time for the same reason. And when you understand truly what's going on here, the worst case scenario would be Mars, okay? But I want to be very clear with you, because I don't want to sensationalize this. Could we face an event that's just like the Mayans, that there's going to be places on Earth where we won't be able to live because it won't be safe to do it, because the food will be deuterated?
But then, as you explain, the elites want to depopulate. And I've heard this, they don't tell the whole story, but they've said it to me, and I just read their publications. For decades, they've been building huge bunkers all over, particularly the Southern Hemisphere, you know, Chile, Australia, Tasmania, all over the place, as you documented, a lot of it were in and around Seattle, because they actually know this and think it's going to happen. And I hope somehow it can be reversed. You know, who knows, these processes of God, but I mean, this is a big deal.
Well, I think it's a big deal, but I think the reason it's a big deal, Alex, is that we need to make sure that people understand the process clearly, that they need to begin to be, educated. Like, this whole climate story, folks,
it's a cover for the collapse that's coming and why they're getting ready, just like it's an asteroid. So I can play you a compilation. We actually have it. We're going to put it in post because I don't want to waste your time, but of all these globalists saying the world ends in 2030, they said that in 2012 to kind of implant us with that idea, I think, to give up. But clearly the pole is moving. Clearly the atmosphere is collapsing. Look, we have a ranch we've had. We literally got this Mexican land grant, 1825. And when I was a kid, it looked like the Shire with hobbits. Giant oak trees, totally gorgeous, everything beautiful. Every huge oak tree is dead. There's almost no bees. I used to drive to East Texas. My car would be covered spring, fall, summer with bugs. You know, the insects are disappearing. I drive out, to areas outside Austin that used to be gorgeous. It's all dead. I talk to all the botanists. They say everything's dying. The soil's poisonous. I mean, the earth is dying, and it's not us doing it.
No, you're right. And just to make this point, I don't know how you'll like this or not, but one of the globalists who works in media named Elizabeth Colbert, she used to work for New York Times and one of the magazines, New Yorker, I believe. She wrote a book about 10 years ago called The Sixth Extinction. You should read it, because it's a ruse for climate change so that people don't realize that there's going to be different places on Earth that we're going to have to seek to go to so that we're able to do the things we do. So my idea with the guys that came down here that you had on your show is I want them to start paying attention to the people around them, to the life around them, to nature around them, because nature is not going to lie to you. The media will. The scientists will.
No, everybody, so let's dumb it down for us. We know from past events where this is going on. How accurate are you? How are you modeling where you think it's safe? Let's get into it.
Well, the simple way to do it is to use magnetometers, and there's lots of different magnetometers to do it. But the single most important thing for all of us is we need to get the swarm data, which is three satellites that the European space authorities use to manage the SAA, because what's happening, the SAA is acting just like the great red spot on Jupiter. And we need that data every 6 months, because what is likely going to happen? As the pole is run to Siberia, we need to know what the effects are in the southern hemisphere and the mid-latitudes, because what does it mean? It means there's going to be really good places, good zip codes, and bad zip codes. And there's not going to be any rhyme or reason to how this goes. Why? We have to pay attention to the thermohaline currents. We have to pay attention to the arthropods, the birds, the bees, and the fish. And when we
need magnetosphere long-term forecasting.
Well, not only long-term forecasting,
but lifetime.
I'll take it even more critical, Alex. I think we need people in every part of the world to begin to measure these things and share the data online, kind of like you just had Megyn Kelly and Russell Brand on about how we can share this stuff collectively over the decentralized internet so that this information can come out, so people will stop buying the bullshit of the narrative that's being sold from the elites. And I think if we do that, then we've done our job as educators.
Sure, and sure. Well, I mean, all I know is I've been all over Texas my whole life, and particularly East Texas. All the pine, everything's dying or it's dead. So what's doing that? We'll be right back with our special guest, Jack Cruz. We've got to get him back, Dr. Jack Cruz, for a full 3-hour interview. But we'll be right back with another 30 minutes. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it.
This stuff works, man. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue, 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 blue. I just can't shut up about it, up about it, up about it, up about it. Get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
It's Alex Jones.
You know, you can chalk it up to a million things. I'm a very observant person. Anybody that studies intelligence will tell you the best intelligence is on the ground. And I look at thousands of articles a day. I read over 100 a day. I track. I know who's got a records of being accurate. I'm more of a generalist, though, not an expert really in anything. Except maybe broadcasting and shooting guns. I'm about as good as, but the point is that I see the articles where no one knows why all these hummingbirds are collapsing and falling in the ocean, or no one knows why much less monarchs just made it back to Mexico, because you'll have three generations of monarchs that fly up, and then they have this jumbo super monarch up in Canada that's like three times bigger, and it flies all the way back to Mexico to the tree its ancestor was born in and then lays eggs to start over again. I mean, and its magnetic field, it does it. Well, now they're reporting in Mexico, like, the monarchs, the lowest, are not showing back up. And then I see things like, I mean, I've been 52 years old. I hang up hummingbird feeders. And it's all the time now. Hummingbirds fly into the window, break their necks. I never saw that until the last few years. And then all the time, I'll just see a hummingbird just flopping around the ground. I mean, and almost no bees. And I talk to beekeepers, and I see what's going on. And I all over the country and all over the world. And I talk to the scientists, and I talk to the farmers, and we have a lot of farmers that are really scientific. You know, they study the soil, they get the bacteria tested, and they say, we're seeing bacteria we've never seen before, and the soil's dying. I mean, folks, I'm not trying to be a fearmonger here. They're telling you cow farts are bad. That's part of the atmosphere, methane. It adds to it. You're telling you you're bad. That's all crazy. They're telling you this is all about to happen because you're bad. Give them control during the crisis you caused, when really they want to manage the crisis they believe is coming. And I've been hearing this from decades from a scientist I respect. Now the evidence is accelerating. And in the interview I saw with him last week, Dr. Cruz was making the point that it's accelerating worse than he thought. And so we need to really look at this. And, you know, you don't have Zuckerberg and all of them building multi-billion dollar bunkers and submarines and underground bases for nothing. And I told you years ago, but now it's in the news, they're all obsessed with the end of the world. I've met with some of the richest people in the world. I'll leave it at that. They're very concerned about all this. I'll be sitting there with, you know, big as it gets. And they're like, what do you think about magnetic fields? This is like a couple of years ago. What do you think about the Earth's pole? I mean, so this is what they're talking about. I can tell you from meetings with the richest people in the world, they're concerned about this. And I know you're talking to him as well, Dr. Jack Cruz. So I know we don't know exactly what's happening, but big changes are happening. And if you can only approximate and talk to the other experts, I know a lot of off-record stuff, obviously, because you're a leading expert. How fast is this coming? What are we up against? Unmute yourself, please. Go ahead.
Am I muted?
We must have had you muted. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say the slope of the line is what I'm interested in right now. The problem is I need more data points to make, you know, predictions. But I would tell you what's happened in the pole, the loss of the magnetic north from Canada to Siberia is the same maneuver, the same motion that has happened in 320 million years on Earth. That's happened in literally 15 years. So it tells me there is no slope of the line. This is asymptotic. And that means we need to really pay attention to this because we're all magnetic beings. You may not realize it. And if you give me a little bit of time, I can explain this, I think, really well to people pretty simply. If you think about a baby is born, it's about 80 to 90% water composition. When you're about 20, 30 years old, you're about 70%. When you're Alex's age and my age, we're about 50%, okay? So what you need to realize, the water in your body acts like a dielectric collector. What does that mean? Collects photons from the sun. The photons then make this thing in the water in us called an exclusion zone. The exclusion zone keeps everything greater than the size of a proton out. So it makes kind of like a battery in a cell, okay?
Now, by the way, I just interrupted you. A month ago, they declassified
Operation Artichoke, which I know you're next. We got to get you back for like 2-3 hours. Even this week, come back next week, whatever. We do commercial free podcasts, so I'll air it here. So he'll everybody. But they said we're an electrochemical crystal, and they admitted we're being energized by the space winds, everything else. And they talked about manipulating that. So everything you're saying is real science. People that don't know, this is not speculation. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then the way oxygen is delivered, via temperature and vortexing of water. Here's the key story that they just let out the bag about the thermohaline current in the North Atlantic that goes from the Gulf all the way up and across to Europe. In the North Atlantic, the water cools and becomes dense. As the water gets dense, it sinks and it creates a downward vortex that pulls all the oxygen-rich surface water into the deep ocean. You don't need a mechanical pump to do this. This is pure thermodynamics and water chemistry. Your body does exactly the same thing. So your mitochondria uses a temperature gradient, heat from the inner mitochondrial membrane to structure the water. The thermal coupling allows for the delivery of oxygen to the heme centers on the cytochromes. And you should know the cytochromes are 1, 2, 3, 4 and the ATPase. And what happens if the water, which is deuterium depleted, which we make at cytochrome 4, which is cytochrome C oxidase, if it moves with zero friction, the body has no problem. If that water has deuterium in it, we call deuterated, then the current in us stalls, and what happens? We start to let heat off. That is a big problem. We also make more free radicals. So when you understand this,
explain to people how hot-blooded creatures operate.
Well, it's not just hot-blooded creatures. I'm really talking about mammals because that's what this story is about. So I want to make sure that people understand that there's a coupled circulation. The global scale, the thermohaline currents in the Atlantic Ocean, couple the atmosphere to the deep sea, okay? That ensures the metabolism of the oceans and the metabolism of Earth doesn't overheat and suffocate. The human scale, the one that we're interested in, the reason you invited me on, is our internal thermohaline system couples the solar magnetic environment to your DNA. The salinity in your electrolytes, your mineral balance, and the temperature of your body completely yokes to the metabolic heat that's tied to that ATPA. So what does that mean in English?
We're synced to the Earth and to the space winds.
Well, it means in English that the more your ATPase can't spin, the more the base chain DNA gets deuterated. So the game here is deuterium versus protium. And that's effectively what a weak magnetic shield does. What mimics that? What mimics that is abusive technology and screens. That was the big thing that I cut my teeth on for 20 years. But when I saw the new data in the last 2 months.
No, they're now reporting smartphone use shrinks the brain physically.
No, we know that. With that is no question about it. That's part of why those guys came down. They wanted to talk about MK Ultra and how the Rockefeller dynasty figured this out a long time ago. But this story that you and I are talking about, this is a way bigger story. Why? Because it lays out the problem of heavy water. In the ocean, if you change the salinity of the temperature, you know, that's the acronym that they'll use is global warming and refreshing. But when the conveyor belt stops, that's a complete shutdown.
And that's mainstream news that the jet stream is slowing.
Correct. And now it's present. We now have this data point. So when you understand when you change the isotopic salinity of the water, you're adding deuterium to the system, you're killing the oceans. The oceans lose their oxygen. That's the reason why the fish are dying. And then when you think about the things we're doing, like if you're using synthetic supplements, foods, things like that, you're also thickening the internal sea inside of you, and it creates a metabolic shutdown. That's actually what metabolic syndrome is. It's what Alzheimer's disease is. It's what Parkinson's disease is. It's what ALS is.
Well, let me throw this at you. You got to come back in the next few days for 2 hours. I'm begging. We'll do commercial free because I just want to let you run with all this and send us the documents. Because so much of what you're saying, I've seen myself, but I'm not an expert like you. How is the secret project since the 92 that they partially classified of geoengineering? Bill Gates is planning to block out the sun. They say to save the ocean. Are they actually trying to save things? Because the scientists I talk to say what they're doing is like the opposite. What do you make of all the geoengineering going on that the CIA director, previous one, admits is happening?
I think that they think there's a possibility that the Earth could be in a big time shutdown event like we saw before the Cambrian explosion. If that's the case, mammals on this planet will be what the T-Rexes were down the road. So what are they doing? I think they're trying to terraform the Earth to see if they can rebuild.
I agree. So what they're really doing is testing right now.
Correct. That's what I think it is. And I told the guys that came down to visit me that, you know, you had on last week that some of the nefarious things that, you know, I've talked about and you've talked about in your work, this gives you a new way to look at it. Is limiting the population necessarily a bad thing if the magnetic shield is really going by the wayside? Like, say it goes back to where it was before the Cambrian. That means we're going to have 8 billion people wanting to travel to the places where magnetic flux is the highest because nobody's going to want to die.
It's going to be like army ants destroying the Amazon. It's going to be an explosion. It'll make World War Z look like a cakewalk.
Correct, because you're going to have way more power. I mean, let's just face it. 8 billion people on the planet, when they become aware of this, this is a way bigger deal than, you know, trying to, you know, send an army into Iran on Israel's behalf. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And that's why they're trying to get robots ready to defend the elite cities.
Correct. And I do believe that AI now has a very interesting program. And I told your guys that when you understand that when you have lattice lock CSF or lattice lock blood, you may need to be defragged by, you know, Neuralink or something like that just to stay conscious. I even made a comment.
There's got to be processes to decontaminate the blood.
Well, but there are, but it's not decontaminate the blood. It's actually melanin is the thing in us that fractionates deuterium from protium. But here's the problem with melanin.
It's like shift the balance.
Well, no, it shifts a huge balance because this is what people don't understand. Melanin needs high oxygenation to be formed from us. So what happens when the magnetic collapse comes? That means Alex Jones could be standing on the equator buck-ass naked and he can't make any melanin. It's a bigger problem than you want to know. So what the issue is, you have to have technology that saves human Library of Alexandria so that we can tap it when we can't think. But here's the really big effect. The big effect is we need a way to defrag ourselves. And the best way to do that is probably through pulses. And that goes back to the story that, you know, we talked about in the first segment when you asked me about Mars. I want you to go back and look at Mars and look at the equator of Mars. You got Valles Marineris, which is.
Yeah, guys, pull up a HD shot of Mars, the equator of Mars.
It's a huge trench on the equator.
That's five times bigger than the Grand Canyon. Let's pull that up. Go ahead.
What's bigger than the United States?
No.
I mean, and I show a picture of it all the time because do I believe in this big heliosphere current that we have that the sun is the cathode ray that's connected to the anode planets? Does the sun feel the pressure of magnetic changes? The answer is yes. This sounds crazy when you hear it, but if you go look at what's going on in the Jupiter's red spot since 2014, it used to be an oblong oval. Now it's more like a circle that's growing this way. And the reason for that is because of the cycle changes of the heliospheric current. So what likely happened to Mars, I believe now, is much more explainable by plasma physics and actually the universe, electric universe theory, that the sun tried to restart the dynamo in Mars and hit it with a huge electric bolt, but that electric bolt was not able to do it. How do we know Mars had a magnetic field at one point? The largest volcano in the solar system is Olympic Mons, and it's on Mars. It's humongous. It makes Hawaii look like a pimple on your ass. The big issue was, though, once the magnetic field died on Mars, it became a dead red planet.
Well, here's my next question. Why do they find that radioactive isotope they can't explain except for a hydrogen war? What's going on there with the high level of the radioactive isotope all over the planet?
Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen. I want you to think about what you just said, Alex. Let's bring thinking cap. If the magnetic field is shrinking, heavy atoms, the heavy isotopes are going to stay on Earth. All the light isotopes are going to be sent off to space because they're going to float away because there's nothing grounding.
So now all the space wind and garbage were not defended. All the radioactive crap will just magnate into us.
Correct. And that is the key for RNA and DNA because it turns out when you methylate your DNA. That's how we read it. That's the epigenetic program. Well, it turns out there's a 5' place on one of the bases called cytosine. If you have that deuterated or tritiated, it absolutely destroys you. And tritium's a real problem. Tritium right now is not the problem on the planet yet, but the place that's most likely gonna have it is gonna be Brazil. Why? Because that's where the SAA is the strongest. And if you look, I'm looking at evidence of people dropping dead in Brazil all the time now. Why? Because if you get your 5' cytosine on DNA tritiated, that means you're going to release a beta particle in your body. This is like somebody who could be completely healthy and drop dead in a matter of weeks if that happens. Now, the only place I think on earth where that is possible right now is probably where the SAA is strongest. And right now that's over Brazil. We also have evidence that crazy stuff is going on in Brazil. I mean, you know, the stuff that's happened there, that's not a function of, you know, anything else but geomagnetic flux. And this is really important for your listeners to hear. When people think, when they hear people going crazy or dropping dead from heart or brain disease in these places, Robert O. Becker, who used to be a DARPA scientist who the military canceled, did a study in the 1960s for the military. He actually went to England with a guy named Charlie Bauman, who's a physicist, and another physicist named Friedman, and they studied when the Earth gets hit with a geomagnetic storm, do we have more psychiatric admissions in the UK? Turned out the answer was yes. That information was shared with the federal government in the 1960s, and then they hired Becker to do some of the studies on the Seafarer antenna that they were going to use for the Trident subs. And then when that showed that antenna would affect the Earth's magnetosphere 80,000 kilometers above the surface, and that is published in Andrew Marino's book called Going Somewhere. It's also published in the Archives of Congress. If you go back and look at it, then Becker did the most amazing study. He decided to look at 765 kilowatt towers, which are by you in Austin and everywhere in the United States. Those are the ones that look like...
That was my
like,
next question. We know a Doppler antenna is all they can manipulate the weather. How is all the human manipulation adding to this? I know the solar winds...
It's additive. There's no question it's additive, because if you live around this stuff, it basically means you're putting more deuterium in your base chain of DNA. And this is the reason why all the Maha epidemics are there. You know, we want to blame this, that, and the other thing, but this is the base case. All the other things are a problem. They definitely add to the risk. But because we now know that this data from Swarm and the data from the USGS on the magnetic dynamo has been hidden. I mean, and Alex, I want you to really understand this. The best data we have only goes back to 1832. That's when a guy named Friedrich Gauss, started looking at this stuff. A Gauss meter, which measures magnetism, is named after him. When did we last get hit with a big coronal mass ejection?
The Carrington event?
1859. Yeah, right. It's 1859. I believe that's when the field really began to start weakening, and I think that was the Earth taking a pop from the sun to try to get this situation go. If you look at all the chronic health conditions on the planet now, they all directly couple back to that event. And as we've gone further and further, we have people in the media just giving you absolute bullshit that it's tied to this, that, and the other thing. It comes down to something very simple. We're more deuterated than we've ever been because of the changes of this magnetosphere.
And again, that's new for regular listeners that are even informed. Explain. We're electrochemical creatures. All this stuff has an effect on us. Explain, again, very like we're 5 years old, what deuterated means.
Yeah, deuterated means that you have too much heavy hydrogen in you. And remember, your mitochondria works on an ATPase that only takes protium, which is the lightest form of hydrogen. Well, if you're trying to stick something through it that's 2 times the size of that, and we don't use, what's the big problem with deuterium? It has a huge kinetic isotope effect. What does that mean? It means if you put your 2 hands together, you can't separate them. That's what fragmentation of the water lattice means. So if you have D2O instead of H2O in your system, that means your blood or your CSF, it doesn't work. You don't make a vortex. You're not doing any of this. And The
what
goal
people don't
then,
understand is they just think oxygen, carbon dioxide, everybody's fine.
No.
They don't get there's all these other variants.
No, but this is the biggest variant because guess what? The paper that I originally talked about when you first had me on, that 540 million year study that came out shows that the magnetic dynamo actually is what controls oxygenation on Earth for the last 540 million years. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Alex.
So you're saying the sun basically is the overall power source, but the magnetic system directs everything.
Well, on Earth, it does. And that paper makes it clear. And what does that mean? It means that we have to do a really good job of paying attention to how in our local zip codes that food is isotopically fractionated, how our body is doing it, as you said, in Austin, how our body did it when I lived in New York versus Nashville versus New Orleans. And now you know where I am. I'm in El Salvador. You probably figured out why, because this is called the land of volcanoes. We have more volcanoes in El Salvador per square kilometer than any place on Earth. And if you think I wound up here because I haven't been paying attention to this for the last 20 years, then you're a moron.
For people that don't know, explain why that's important.
Well, the bottom line is if you live in a place that's magnetically declined, you're going to struggle for everything. That explains why we have people going crazy, why people are getting record rates of heart disease, why people can't think. We call them low dopamine idiots. The other thing I would tell you from a global perspective, if you zoom out, Alex spends all of his days talking about the craziness in the world. Alex, where's the one place that the president is giving freedom back to the people? El Salvador. Guess why? Because this is a period of time where El Salvador is a beacon because it's got huge magnetic inclination because it's got all these
volcanoes.
And we
know the ancients didn't know what it was, but they knew to build Stonehenge, Mayan temples, everything on magnetic vortexes.
Right. Well, they were looking at the water table, but I want to be very clear when I tell you this. The Mayans who actually founded El Salvador 1,000 years ago had to leave the lowlands because this grew and then went back. What am I telling you? The same thing that happens on the Great Red Spot, that there are cycles here. We just don't know if this cycle is that type of event. Is it a last champ event?
Yeah, we know there's a cycle. We just don't know exactly where we are. And so explaining right. Why, obviously people don't know, there's all this magnetic rock around volcanoes. It's just that's good for our bodies to be around that.
Well, Alex, if you ever decide to come down to visit me in El Salvador, you'll notice that my house is completely covered in volcanic rock. There's a reason for that. And there's a reason that the Mayans really liked jade. Why? Jade is a mineral from basalt volcanoes. What did they do? We have found skulls here in El Salvador that have jade embedded into the central incisors, into parts of the skull. All the elites that got buried had jade earrings on their ear. Why? What do you need to know about jade, Alex? It's piezoelectric. What does that mean?
I mean, the Japanese and Chinese were obsessed with it.
Well, but you have to realize it can defrag water networks that are binded by the kinetic isotope effect. And we know that the Mayans didn't know anything about quantum mechanics, but what else do we know? Right next to that pyramid you're showing now, Chichen Itza, is built an observatory. They were very dialed in to the nature and also the cosmos. Do I believe that they knew that they couldn't stay any longer because their water became like a desert? Their water became polluted with deuterium. The water became polluted with cyanobacteria that if one drop touched you, you would die. That's the reason they had to leave the lowlands, but they didn't become extinct. I want to be clear about that. They went to different parts of the planet. And what do I think is most likely? I think that's probably our
Stay
most
right there.
Likely.
Do 5 more minutes. We'll be right back with Dr. Jack Cruz.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I can tell you that Dr. Jack Cruz knows what he's talking about. It's no joke. I know it sounds alien or really, you know, Greek to a lot of people, but this the establishment all knows. It's on all the white papers, CIA stuff, 67 years ago, and they know stuff's changing, and from all I've seen, they're trying to make it worse, which I guess is get rid of most people or dumb us down so that we're more manageable. I'm not endorsing that, but I can see the thought process and that line of reasoning. I think if you just told everybody and mobilized everybody and got off of this divide and conquer crap, there's all sorts of stuff we could probably try to do to counter it or innovate out of it. Humans can do anything basically at this point with the technology we have, or maybe I'm wrong. I mean, what would you do if you were the establishment, Dr. Cruz? And then in closing, what do you make of all these scientists in China, Europe, here, that are involved in gravity manipulation and UFO stuff, all being murdered, killed? I think it's pretty much a message. Or were they selling secrets, or who do you think's killing them? That's two big final questions.
All right, so let's start with the last one first. Do I believe all the anti-gravity and plasma scientists were knocked off so that this story that you and I are talking about stays hidden for as long as possible? Why? Because I believe the elites are worried about 8 billion people completely wiping the planet of them. Why? Because the real issue here goes to exactly what it was in COVID. Does humanity need to know if humanity is at risk by having informed consent from their own government? My opinion is yes, and I do agree with what you just said, that I think if we collectively put the mind hive together, could we come up with solutions for this problem? It doesn't mean that it's a full-on sixth extinction. It could turn out to be a last chapter event or, you know, a Mayan wipeout. I think those things need to be studied.
It could also trigger a new renaissance.
Well, I believe you're right. That's actually what it showed at the Cambrian explosion. If you really think about it, when the Earth defragged itself, we went from, you know, prokaryotes and archaea to eukaryotes. We're here talking about that right now as that renaissance. And I would say that I think people need to become a little bit more facile with the science. And I want people to understand it's not that hard to learn about these effects. Just know that you are built around light hydrogen. Deuterium is a real problem. One of the things you can do is you can get involved and get yourself deuterium depleted water. You can buy this stuff now on Amazon. It's expensive. There's no question about it. I have some of the best stuff on the planet, down here because I'm taking care of patients from the United States and all over the world that have these problems. They come to see me because I'm the only person that's really talking about it. And I want you to understand, I don't think this is something where you should go out and think the world is going to end in 2 weeks. That's not what I think. I think that it's going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. And I think geopolitics to hide this, the stories are going to get greater and greater and greater because they're propaganda. And I think if we can come on and give people the hardcore facts, then people, I believe I have more trust in humanity than I think our government has in us. I think that we can come up with solutions to this. And I don't want people to think that, you know, this is a boomer science that is, you know, totally nihilistic. I want you to understand there's a reason why the number one cause of death on earth now is neurodegeneration. It's not what.
Yeah, young people, you know, are getting Alzheimer's now. I don't need to read a report. I see it all around me. People are going crazy.
Right. And that's what low dopamine people are, because they're this next step to that problem. Alex, I want to end with this. There's two things that happen also that are tied to this story. The first one, we just saw the Artemis II people come back and they had vestibular ataxia and you saw them having to regenerate. Why is that? The deuterium was coming out of their brain from coming back and it was affecting the posterior cord of the spinal cord. What's the second big one? January of 26, an ISS astronaut had to be saved because he stopped talking. They brought him back to Houston. They thought he had a stroke. Turned out he didn't have a stroke. Why? His left foramen ilusca was blocked. The deuterium filled up his Broca's area. He went back in time. He became a primate. He couldn't talk anymore. Guess what the fix to that is? Putting a vagal nerve stimulator to get the deuterium out of that side. Does anybody in DARPA or NASA know this stuff? Yeah, because I've told them. I told them this 15 or 20 years ago. But now you have evidence that this is happening.
Incredible. You got to come back again, Dr. Cruz. JackCruz.com. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria in the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasTheStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at DallasTheStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Bottom line, we are in an ever-changing planet. The only constant is change, but we're in accelerated change with the planet, with the atmosphere, with humans, with culture, with governments, the fourth turning. Change, change, change. This is the time of change. There's always change, but we're in the accelerated change. We're talking to Dark Journalist about, he was coming on years ago talking about the different factions suppressing advanced technology. He was on a year ago predicting a bunch of murders would expand. Ahead of disclosure, if Trump really tried to do this. Now there's just murders every day. All these top UFO researchers dying, top scientists being found burned out and murdered. I mean, people saying, they're telling me they're going to kill me. I'm not going to commit suicide. A day later, they're dead. And people that are into gravity control, secret UFO projects, it is crazy. So, hey, people think the NFL is important. The future of the planet is what's important. We'll come right back here in a moment after this important breakdown with Dark Journalist Daniel List. This information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they don't care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches and games, especially the playoffs. They're just, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like, holding Hotez. And Hotez, he's on TV, like, he'll be laughing new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, you know, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. This is a kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex
Jones. And UFO expert guests on, but I like to only have a few that have the best track record of being accurate. And I've been following Daniel List's work for years, obviously having him on for years, but working for the Wall Street Journal, you name it, filmmaker. He was on like a year ago saying, this group kills people, and if Trump really goes for disclosure, I think you're going to see a lot of death. Well, now it's official U.S. government study, like why? They're saying it's 11 scientists. Folks, it's hundreds. But it's people over gravitic control. It's not anti-gravity, folks. It's gravity manipulation, gravity control. And it's people involved with the secret space program, all of it. And they're saying, they're coming to kill me. They told me they are, and they're dead. And top UFO researchers that also get into the globalists. And you know, I think Daniel List is right. I tracked it back. It was when I started talking about the secret space program more than I had before. I think that was the cherry on the top. They were worried I would have people on that knew what was happening. Not that I knew that much, but that it was a conduit big enough to break through. In fact, I was told that. They've admitted that. Rockefeller Foundation documents came out that the show's big enough that it can break out. But now they got a big problem because there's so many people that have got huge shows now. So I kind of feel safer. But just being honest here, I'll do what I have to do even if it gets me killed. But it does feel good to know there's a lot more people doing it. You know, it's good to have numbers here. Talking about the horror movie where the killer's picking you off one after the other. But Daniel List, we've had prominent UFO researchers commit suicide in the last few days and die. We have all these scientists dying. We have all these Chinese scientists dying. You're a very credible, prominent guy. I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but if you started to get a little bit of your skin crawling, a little bit concerned yourself. Again, you know me, I'm not a dramatic guy with you personally, but I just wanted to ask that question up front. Hope you don't mind it. Are you getting a little creeped out here?
There's no question about it. And it's great to be back with you, Alex. I do want to actually spotlight that when you took on the UFO issue and started speaking about the secret space program, I noted a genuine uptick, and I mean serious uptick in your legal issues. And I noted it back sometime back in 2017, way back there. So, you know, I think it's definitely true. And when you put in a brave fashion this type of material, which was very often relegated to the sidelines because they didn't want people talking about these types of things, when you put it in a major platform, then the entire game changes.
And they knew now I was doing it seriously. I wasn't doing, this guy saw an alien in his backyard. I was trying to do serious stuff.
Yeah, well, you were doing the thing which is so missed in the UFO field, which is combining the deep state background. This is often the case that I've brought up, that the deep state researchers know so much more about how the government operates. And the UFO people, they don't have that background. You know, they know about cases, they know about this or that, but they don't know how the government operates. When you put those two things together, it's like a fusion. And that's why all the research that we were doing last year on the missing scientists and all the rest now is before the president's desk. And he's saying, oh, we'll get an answer in the next week or two on this. I hope it's just coincidence.
And suddenly they're finding bodies burn out months or years ago. Suddenly they're finding the dead bodies.
Yes, exactly. And that's James LeBlanc. And he was on one of the most serious secret programs for NASA. He was only 29 years old. And he did this famous pattern again that I've pointed out over and over, which is leaving the phone at home, taking the car, and bringing it to a stationary location. Those are instructions by handlers. There's no question about it. When you work in those secret programs, they tell you what to do. And when we're looking at the list of these scientists, you know, the case of LeBlanc is particularly important because he was literally incinerated inside of his Tesla at that airport. And when we look at this case, we try to track back what was he into. Well, he was into one of the most serious NASA plasma fusion, nuclear fusion projects that were, period. And when you take a guy out who's been running that lab for 5 years and he's only 29, that means he was a very young prodigy. And they couldn't have that type of expertise around. I think what's going on here is we're looking at teams on the inside who have, in some way or another, got together to discuss how they are going to handle disclosure outside of the Expertech type groups who want to spin it into the CIA, NGA, NRO, Intel burrito, as it were. And the problem that they're coming across over and over again is their efforts and their activities now are forced straight to the surface. So that now with the research that we're doing, when you start to put those links together, you cannot deny that General William Neil McCaslin, who, you know, his position there disappearing February 27th, retired general. And what did he run for 10 years? The UFO file lab at Wright-Patterson. I mean, it's just undeniable.
And all the other top scientists and then his aides disappearing. So for people that don't know, recap it. This is now documented. Explain the different factions, Expertech, who the good guys are, who the bad guys are, we think, and who you think's behind these killings.
There's no question the Expertech group is the one that's doing the killing. In my mind, I've been tracking them for years, as you've stated. And the thing is, here's what we're looking at with Expertech. Their goal is to keep the secrecy in place, that wall of secrecy, as long as possible. Because you're dealing with exotic technology. This is the kind of thing that could completely plummet star markets, you know, stock markets, and literally take us into an entirely different paradigm. There's no way that the public at large would be allowed to have access to any of this. We're still talking about taking Iran's oil. Well, that's way, you know, how dinosaur and backward is that? They have technology that completely throw that out the window, and this is the nature of the problem.
And Trump orders a real investigation, so he sends out investigators, and then all the key people die. It's pretty obvious.
There's no question about it. And I will say that, you know, Trump going on the record right there in February and saying we're going to release all of these records pertaining to the UFO file was gigantic. It was huge, and we saw it was – you know, interfered with by Obama. So we know that something strange was going on the inside. And then in the background there, you had a number of people who were silently being moved off the stage and eliminated. And, you know, it's interesting with the disappearance.
Do you remember over a year ago predicting we'd see a bunch of killings? How'd you do that? Well, how'd you know that?
I literally was looking at the pattern, and I put it on the record because I saw the missing scientists was already a pattern that was happening.
Once and you're not normally dramatic. You're like on the show saying, I think we're going to start seeing a lot of killing of scientists.
No question about it. You know, and I try. I don't want to be sensationalist with any of the material because I know you're dealing with human lives. But I've also seen how this works directly. You know, we're talking about DOD billionaires hanging out in the background, hardware manufacturers, defense contractors. And if you, you know, you have that stroke of history, when you look across it, you can see presidents warning about this through generations from Eisenhower, Reagan, and others. So by the time you get to Trump, and he's bottled in, he's in this bottleneck on foreign policy right now. But this is a guy who had the background with his uncle through the UFO file, and the background came through Vannevar Bush and also the fact that Trump's uncle had worked.
And he said he wants to release it all, even the first term. So I agree. How do we get Trump out of his logjam?
Trump has to get out of Iran. You know, this is the thing. And he's stuck. This is not him. All of his people have turned against him, you know, the Tucker Carlsons and all the rest of it. And they're saying, oh, I feel bad now that I've even done this. Well, that's heavy duty. And, you know, you've had to go on the record. He's gone after you, which is a gigantic mistake because I have to say, you know, I remember and I know that you were a big factor in getting him into office in 2016 and in 2024. So why go after your own people on the ground?
And I was just trying to get him to course correct and get out of the disaster. I didn't do it to be mean or have CNN say nice things about me. They'd hand me up by my balls if they could.
Exactly. And I'll tell you a weird thing about all this, which is you've been such a supporter of Trump that you've taken a lot of flack for it over time. So let's get that on the record. How do you go after a guy like that? But Alex, I want to ask you a question. Was when you see the president of the United States attacking you in his own Truth Social, how does that make you feel?
I really think of the big picture. I don't just say I think about everybody else, not myself. We're all connected, so I'm thinking about everybody. It just shows he's completely getting bad advice and basically out of his mind, because I knew it hurt his poll numbers. He's now at 32. All of this in general is killing him. Even Susie Wiles is not a very nice person, but she's been telling him for a month in the war. And so, I mean, I thought it was good. It means I'm getting his attention. I mean, I quite frankly, I just need to stop him listening to Netanyahu.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just think about, in doing this research, if the president of the United States himself wrote something against me personally, I'd be like, wow, you know. And after doing all that work for him, I think it's a remarkable step. And I think if anything, we just hope that Trump backs out of Iran, gets himself out of there, finds some off-ramp. Unfortunately, the incentives for going in there, the pressures from the defense contractors and that entire national security state is heavy duty. And it's going to take a miracle. And I'll tell you, you have to have people on the inside. We've heard that people like Gabbard and others are not too thrilled with the Iran moves. Those are the things
that
are
important.
He almost
fired her over it, and then he told Roger 3 weeks ago, oh, I guess she's right. Now he loves her again. That's what I'm saying. He's very erratic.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, no question about it. Yeah. And you have to keep Tulsi in there because she, from what I understand, is doing a remarkable job. By the way, Tulsi knows a great deal about the UFO file and is one of the major factors in moving forward that information for the public. She's far more informed than some of these Congress people that we see whirling around. And I want to mention this, that there's a congressman out there who's part of all this, and he comes out and he says, oh, the CIA is going to give us a demonstration of summoning UFOs. Can you imagine the naivete and the stupidity of these Congress people going along with the CIA conjuring UFOs for them to see? You know, I mean, that is hologram city. And I'm sorry, that's the setup for Project Bluebeam.
Yeah, how many of these congressmen are in on the lie, or how many are just been co-opted? Like, I think Burgett's a good guy. What do you make of what he's been saying?
Yeah, he's terribly naive. He's a terribly naive. I do think that, he has the right intentions. He's trying to get to the bottom of it. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, when he talks about farm aid or foreign policy, nobody listens to him, but they'll listen to him around this, and they keep feeding him these things in the skiff, you know, and this whole thing about the skiff has to go out the window.
Oh, this is the secret, sir. We're going to give you the information.
Exactly. You know, when they get you in the skiff, it's toast, you know. Oh, I'm going to give you more later. And by the way, Alex, these are the same counterintelligence people who contacted me in 2023 and were like, if you will just, you know, stay in there, we'll feed you these little things. We'll give you the background on it. You'll understand it a lot better. I didn't do it. I put it all public, and those people freaked out.
Yeah, I love Joe Rogan. He's a good friend. And some of his guests are good, but most of it's a steady diet of disinfo, guys.
There's no question. There's no question. And I can't believe for a minute that somebody like Joe would believe that nonsense. And the problem with it, really, is that they're coming in there with an agenda. They want to sell an agenda. They want to sell the Bob Lazar story for the 5 millionth time, you know. And the thing is, we've moved beyond that. And we don't need, you know, a disgraced ex-pimp to give us information about the UFO file. We have much better sources. We've moved way beyond that, regardless of how Hollywood wants to put the money behind
it. Yeah, and regardless, something big's coming with Steven Spielberg and his new movie and Trump saying a big announcement, Obama. What is it? Why is it coming to a head?
There's no question about it. Well, they've reached a point where, you know, literally the dam is breaking. So they need to control that moment, and they've planned for it for, you know, almost a century now when looking at it. But here's the major problem that they have, which is the public is ahead of them on a number of factors, because there's a lot of research out there now relating to the UFO file, and the idea of a UFO threat that they're pushing, or that UFO are demons, which they're trying to also pander to a certain crowd. I'm not saying, you know, UFOs are good or bad. The point is, we're looking at a technology that's being exercised by an intelligence. That's all we need to know about it at this point. And when you
that's
look
right.
at
it's
it,
it's not human, and it's, and I'm just clear from the elites in ancient history. And so, you know, there are things that come through dimensionally, whether they're third dimensional through a dimension or whatever. We know there's that class, then there's the other third dimensional class. Would you say that's a fair way to say it?
Absolutely. And the thing is, my only issue with it is that Congress has no idea. When you have them up there talking about Enoch, you know you're in big trouble. You know, you get it much. If you have people who are researchers going deep into it, talking to contactees, working with scientists, looking at the whole background, you're getting a much different background than some glib guy.
And you see from African caves to Neanderthal caves to Chinese, right? It's all the same story. Like so that's where you, what's powerful is when peoples that weren't in connection have the same story about the dog star and all of it. And it's, you know, carved into the, you know, the pyramids. Now, you know, that's the real story.
There's no question. And when you're talking there about the Dogon tribe in Africa, they're still there and they still have more advanced astronomy than we did. We didn't rediscover their astronomy until the 1970s. So how are they so far advanced in their rituals?
For those that don't know, you see that star up there? Well, it's got this many planets this way, and that's where they come from. They told us this. And then we learned all these other cultures say the same thing.
Exactly. And what's interesting about the Dogon is they have to get on these stilts to imitate the gods that came down. So whoever they were giants, you know. And if you're looking at it from a Nephilim, from a Watcher's level, there's enough material there to understand that something totally different was introduced to humanity back there. And there was an advanced technology, and that goes back to all of the
yeah,
stories
guys,
of the
Lost
Continent.
Yeah, guys, pull up Dogon, what we call it, the Dogon alien ritual. What'll pull it up?
Yes, that's a ritual that happens every 5 years that they do. And what they're trying to do is
imitate. Well, you look at those African masks, too. It's like gray aliens and stuff.
They are. I mean, look at those things. They literally look like what we would adopt later as the alien thing. But see, they think of them as wisdom bringers, as light bringers. And they had identified them as coming from Sirius B. And it's very interesting because a lot of astronomers later on would look at Sirius B and say, well, you know, it could support life. This is the interesting thing about it. It's far enough away that we don't quite know.
You couldn't see the stuff orbiting Sirius with even an old-fashioned telescope. They detailed it all in, you know.
Yes, exactly. I also think that we're looking even from a biblical level, you can see a number of stories incorporating advanced technology of some kind, including the Ark of the Covenant, by the way, which is extreme advanced technology. And, you know, this is the kind of thing where when back in the day, if the Philistines got their hand on it and stole it away, it would kill all of them. Well, how do you explain that? You know, so you're looking at
what was described as changing time and space around it, right? Like almost at the Glock.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly like a physics machine. And we're looking at a rediscovery in the 21st century of a lot of this ancient technology that was so advanced. The problem is the ethics of the culture are not in line with it. So we have a very small group controlling this technology. That is what I refer to as the Exprotect group. And I, you know, you can track them in a very technical way. You don't need any broad strokes. Their technical base was in the CIA and the aerospace defense companies early on, and their cloak was the space program. So that group grew up over time, and it's interesting if you look at it, because the Exprotect group is now out in the open, because they are the ones that we put on the record before who exercise lethal means. They will destroy personalities. They will ruin careers. They'll bring people to the point of ruin. But in the final analysis, they are... they have an assassination wing, and I put that assassination wing all the way back to the death of President Kennedy in 1963, who the Watergate lawyer Douglas Caddy told me on my program, you know, and he's a historical figure. He said, well, the top CIA spy in the world came to me and said the reason we eliminated Kennedy was over the UFO file. Well, I believe it. I think Kennedy was going to share it with the Russians, and this is the nature of the problem. That's why you get a split in government, because the technology is too important to put – to democratize it, to hand it out to everyone. It's just not going to happen. They want to contain that for a very small group to advance themselves and their own interests and to keep us also on the oil paradigm. Let's face it, we're in another oil war. Alex, how many times in our lifetimes have we seen oil wars?
Constantly.
This has been going back. Yeah. I mean, you know, when they talk about, oh, it's a 47-year war against Iran, that makes them look embarrassing. Because they've been doing the same thing, mingling with that whole area of the Middle East for oil for all this time. So we're still in that paradigm, and the CIA is still running the show there, talking about overthrowing, you know, killing leaders. This is what they do. It's such old hat. We went through it through the Cold War. Can we not advance into something else? That was the promise of populism and Trump. And so we need that. And part of that is this UFO disclosure, because if we get to a different point of understanding the advanced technology – we can literally have a different paradigm on the world stage as well. And by the way, Russia already knows so much more about the UFO file that's been public. And, you know, between the two of us, we're both neck and neck on the UFO file. So why don't we, just for the sake of the public, stop letting the leaders of Russia and China and America determine what we know about UFOs?
Sure. Let me ask you this from my last guest. What do you think about magnetic field collapse and pole shift? Because I know from the, I've met with big people, multimillionaires, they're obsessed with that. How does that feed into all this?
There's no question. Well, where they're getting it from is the mystery school tradition. That's being passed down, that every 26 some odd thousand years, there's a massive pole shift. But in between, somewhere in between that 26,000 year period is another major move. And if you look into the mystery school material, some of the people that I follow, like Steiner and Casey and others, they talk about the shift happening, the beginning of it in 1998, and then moving through the 21st century, causing massive upheavals and a totally different Earth changes map, so that basically, you know, in America, Nebraska would be on the coast. So
that's what they said, consciousness would change, because actual science shows it will change our brain chemistry.
Exactly.
It's not mumbo jumbo. It is, I mean, the geese came and found out a fly right now, and the butterflies. This is already happening, and it's accelerating. We'll be right back.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultramethylene Red.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year, in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you for your support.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the 2 ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body, pairs perfectly
absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them. I developed them. High quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, the reason I stayed away from UFOs for another 32 years, but I covered them some, was I really wanted to know what was going on, not just put out headline-grabbing crap. And obviously, it was all about the secret space program and elites and, you know, our ancient history. That's where you, it's all in the Bible. It's all the other ancient texts. It's definitely going on. It's in medieval paintings. So something that important, they're going to have a bunch of disinformation around it. And clearly, it's not even clearly, we're here on the edge of something big. But getting back to all these deaths, and I've got stacks of articles here, record numbers of Chinese scientists in gravitational control, gravitational manipulation, same thing, advanced aeronautics, they're just dying everywhere. I mean, is you think that's X-Protect globally? Because like you said, it's international, kind of the ultimate cult in there, because early on they got control of it through the intelligence wing and then through aeronautic control, so they were already pre-positioned. They've kind of built their breakaway civilization, but unless they want to blow the planet up, they can't be in control. They kind of have a gun to our head. But as more countries and companies and individuals discover stuff on their own, there's a process of they're losing the control, and they want to bring in an AI control system to try to give them control, but then that backfires like it does every time. I get a real sense they've lost control here.
Excellent point. Yeah. And there's a tremendous amount of espionage involved when you get around the UFO file, which is why the UFO wall of secrecy is so hardcore when you think about it. The thing about this and what some of the researchers were trying to point us to was Redstone. And that is Huntsville, Alabama. And that is the heart of Paperclip USA.
And that's where this latest death happened, like you said.
It is. But if you go into some that are being covered now that we put on the radar, like the Amy Eskridge death, and it was her father's research, I believe, that they were really after the anti-gravitic research. He is another one who was right there in Huntsville, and her background, his background go right back to a paperclip.
And to be clear, you say Huntsville's the real head of our space program.
Yeah, well, I put a exhibit up in my X feed, and it's number 6. And this story will interest you very much because it's saying that they're moving now the entire space headquarters for Space Command directly into Huntsville. And so Alabama gets the win, and Alabama is awesome. But Huntsville has this reputation of being the center, much more than Area 51. They, in the background, people who know it, understand that Redstone Arsenal is the heart of where they're doing this. And part of the things that Eskridge and others were trying to get out there, there's another one, Exhibit 9, that actually shows the plan for what they're going to do with the Space Command. But what she was trying to put out there was, this is Rocket Central, but this is where they're doing all the anti-gravitic research. And all the same CIA counterintelligence bunch came around her trying to get that information.
They got a baby Pentagon.
Exactly. I mean, look at this. This is what they're building up right now. And some of the things that she was trying to put on the record is that at the time of her death in 2022, and her death and the death of Mark McClandish also kicked this off, this entire phase. But what she was trying to say was, you know, this is what's going on, and we're right in the heart of it. And by the way, we are in the top 3 for where a nuclear first strike would occur there in Huntsville, Alabama. Why is it in the top 3? Well, there's a damn good reason. They know that a lot of that UFO redevelopment research is going on there.
Well, sure, didn't Trump just move Space Command there 3 months ago?
Yes, exactly. That's the whole point, and that's why they're getting that project. So think about it. They're moving it down there, and there's that special connection with Huntsville, which is directly Von Braun headquarters from back in the day. That's where the paperclip scientists came in, established the base, set off records, and really got us into that whole experimental rocket program, which got us the Apollo program and NASA and all the rest of it. That all comes out of Huntsville. So we're talking about Paperclip Nazi Central, the Advanced Technology Central, and this is now honing back to it and saying, well, we're going to put everything there in the heart of it. But you have to find it interesting that even on April 17th, now this is just a few days ago, there was Tony Moffett, experimental pilot for NASA, long history with NASA and secret programs. He and his entire family go down in a plane crash, and where was their home? Huntsville, Alabama. That's the research that he was doing for NASA. So the pattern is very strongly there, and I'll tell you, it comes directly out of Albuquerque. One, that's part of the geography. The other piece of the geography is right there in Huntsville, Alabama. It has to be looked at. It has to be investigated on that basis. You know, not a showboat thing in Congress where the Congress people come up and say like, you know, oh, I'm getting into secret areas and look, here's a UFO orb picture that the CIA gave us. No, no, forget about that. Go right to the people that are involved and the people who are trying to launch the UFO threat. Put them under oath. That's the entire
point. Absolutely. What did you make of Gates a month ago saying, I got briefed by the Army and they said there's human alien hybrids and all that? Okay, somebody in a uniform told you that. I'm not putting Gates down, but just sounded like them setting him up.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, he's probably trying to put that out there for preservation because if he has access to a certain amount of information, he wants to know, you know, oh, if I'm in the target base, you know, my wife just left me.
That's what Burgess said about his statement. You know, he said, yeah, I don't want to confirm what he said, but I don't want to go to prison. But yeah, if you knew what we know, you'd be really scared. Remember that?
Yes, absolutely. But I will say this about Burchett, which is they could feed him a picture of a paper airplane and he would be running over a cliff. These are not very sharp. They don't understand how the CIA works. The CIA is trying to scare them. So they're not getting secret information.
Okay, but when I told you 5 years ago or 6 years ago, I was told, no, the president wants you to have this. 3D printers are going to launch the operation to Mars from the dark side because there's less radiation, blah, blah, blah. They got 3D printers. No, we want you to say this. I said, is that disinfo? You said, I don't know. But then now they admit that's the plan. So why would they put out disinfo through Burchett and then give me something real? You know, it's different groups.
Well, this is interesting. First of all, they already know that you're going to suss it out. That's one. But the other thing is that proved to be absolutely correct. I think that you put that on the record in 2019, somewhere around there. But now the plan that they're announcing in the background, this is coming forward, is they're going to do plasmoid thrust from the dark side of the moon. That was something that nobody knew anything about them having a project for in 2019. So the information that you were getting is actually confirmed by the rumors.
Sure, but I only raised it to ask you, the Twilight Zone, why me? Why did Buzz Aldrin contact me, and I'm going to have dinner in L.A., we later had it, and say there's a real artifact like 2001 that's actually real, but it's on the lone moon Mars and then Secretary later she goes, oh, he got in big trouble for that interview, and I felt like they were set. I felt like it was a setup, but then it was really weird. And then he goes, we found a bunch of water on the moon, and a couple years the Indians are going to crash a probe in and they're going to discover it, and 2 years later I'm in an airport and look over and there it is. Like, why did they tell me that? So bizarre.
Yeah. It is.
By the way, Aldrin said that on the show, folks. It's not like it's a secret, too. Like,
well, it's very interesting about the obelisk. And by the way, Aldrin has had a pattern in the background and in the past of saying things and later regretting it or having to take it back. You know, there's a certain point where he was giving an interview in a school and a girl asked him about the moon, one of the students. And he said, well, you know, we'll find out when we get there. That's a little bit of a problem for a guy who supposedly walked around on the moon.
No, I agree. I'm asking you with your deep knowledge. I know you don't have the exact answer, but if you had to guess, why on earth I'm being told this stuff?
Well, I think it's an effort to get you inside, you know, to say like, we're going to feed you the inside track. And I do feel it's an influence campaign. There's no question about it. But I thought that back when you first mentioned it as well. What's interesting is I had also heard things in relation to this. And this was coming out of meetings with Trump and Elon, which I found interesting because Elon was originally part of that plan around the dark side of the moon. I'm sure he still is. But the plasmoid thrust is something that they've been looking to do on Earth for years. Now they're figuring with the gravity levels on the moon, they can test it there. This is the big breakthrough about what they're doing on the dark side of the moon. This is going to come forward, and this is what the secret space infrastructure is all about. You know, we've been paying for it in the background, by the way. And when they talk about, well, the last manned moon mission was 1972, and recently they sent Artemis up there to go around. They didn't land, but they checked it out. You know, they went further into space and all
that.
Yeah,
what did you make of Artemis? Do you think that's a real mission? What do you think of that Earthrise video? Yeah, there's shots from satellites over the moon of Mars with the obelisk that he was obsessed with. And he says aims at Giza.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. They made the movie 2001 Space Odyssey. See, this isn't an artifact that they placed there after the movie. They named it after discovering that. So the 2001 movie goes all the way back to 1968 and Stanley Kubrick making it. It's a huge breakthrough about humans in space and all the rest of it. But the thing is this, they already had seen this. They had seen the obelisk, and that's where they made the theme.
Yeah, well, what picked that up? Well, what satellite was that? Was it Viking before it landed, or what was it?
Yeah, they've had several. As a matter of fact, they've had them interfered with over and over again. And the Soviets, by the way, in their period of time, in the 60s and 70s, had a number of missions that stopped transmitting once they got to Mars. So there's been definitely active interference. And the idea over and over again that we didn't stop going to the moon, that we were warned off the moon, has to be looked at. Those are the types of things that we would need to get information about when you're looking at it, you know, oh, we're going to release this record. Well, are the records they released just going to be, oh, the Army tracked some lights in the sky? That's not going to help anything. We need to get to the bottom of, for example, what the Apollo missions saw in the first place, what we've been reviewing ever since.
Yeah, and you said a year ago, I wish I had a bigger crew, a great crew. We should have extra people. Somebody, come on next week. Find, like a year ago, whatever you said, if Trump does real disclosure, he actually tries to go out and find where all this is. You go through this whole spiel you just did, which is great, how to actually get the real witnesses. Then they're going to kill those people, and now that's happening. So
there's no question about it, and it's a tragic pattern. The death of the MIT plasma scientist here represented part of that pattern. That is Nuno Lorero, and he was working on the secret program called Neutron Star Merger, which is something that we discovered and put on the record. It wasn't widely known that he was doing this. This is the reason.
Explain what neutron star merger is.
This is literally how to create a black hole, and you can recreate the conditions of it. Even if you have a flake of it, a small, tiny cube of it, you can recreate the conditions in a laboratory. So it represents a gigantic mass of energy explosion, unlimited energy, one, but it's also incredibly powerful as a weapon. And I believe that Lorero, when he tripped into the neutron star merger piece, stepped on the toes of the people who were studying the UFO redeveloped technology. That's where you get the X-Protect program stepping in, creating the deranged killer, Arter, you know, kind of like John Hinckley Jr. type guy. You get him in an MK-Ultra state. He shoots the people down tragically at Brown University. Then he drives up. They create the story that he breaks in Brookline, Massachusetts, to Lorero's condo there, you know, which is very, you know, all this is very hard to believe. And then takes off, kills him in his foyer right in the front of his house. Then he takes off and he drives up to New Hampshire, and literally the distance of the border that he gets to New Hampshire is like 10 feet, something like that. So he's instructed get to New Hampshire, and then he goes in to his storage space and they find him dead in there 2 days later. Well, that's a classic X-Protect exercise. And, you know, it's tragic because Lorero had a family and all the rest of it. He's a relatively young man. He's only 48 years old. So he had tripped into this. Carl Grillmeyer had tripped into this on his end out over at Caltech. These cases are related. We have shown the relations, and you have to look for the teams that worked. And in the case of McCaslin, going back to Albuquerque, in the case of General William McCaslin, Monica Reza was his assistant. They had worked together 5 years. She disappeared 5 months before McCaslin did, hiking. And she was in the Angeles Forest in California. You know, she's doing her typical hike. The guy's looking back at her. Hey, hey. And then suddenly he looks back at her. She's gone. They do an instant search, everything else. And you know, if you're hiking or whatever, if an animal attacks you, there's going to be a trace. There's going to be something. No, she's gone. They use something.
She's clearly tasered or snatched. Yeah. So back to this antimatter stuff. They tell us what they're doing. Like in the Star Trek remake 10 years ago, that mining ship drops a strange onto the planet Vulcan, destroys it. We know the Japanese and others just come out, can artificially create little black holes. China has created false suns and launched them into the atmosphere. We've done them on an underground basis. That's declassified. Imagine what we don't know they're doing. I was reading about fission fusion, artificial suns, black holes they were doing when I was 10 years old. My dad was showing me articles about it. Turn to PBS tonight. They're going to show this, you know, them create artificial sun at Los Alamos. And then the Chinese, remember 5 years ago, just launched one up by the beach and just like, they admit
there were two suns. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, and I tell the public this, And they think I'm like making it up. They don't even know this is going on.
Well, the thing is, you put a lot of information out there and on the record. And so many of those things, the track record on the things you've put out is extraordinary. And this is, you know, going back decades. So what's interesting, though, when you get around these things and the advances in technology, I believe that we're at a level where the breakthrough technology would astound the public to such a level that they need to introduce a story about it to, in order to make it play in public. And part of that story is going to be, oh, there were evil aliens out there and, you know, we got their technology. They're starting to play that story. They're adopting the story that the researchers got in the first place. Before, the CIA, the NGA, the NRO, they used to push the public off. Now they are inviting Congress people to conjure UFOs. That's the switch. They have the plan. They have the program. And they're saying, okay, we're going to launch a UFO threat with this. We'll take the public's interest and use it against them. This is the danger that's involved with the people who are doing this. And I'll tell you, I've listed the people that are involved in launching the threat aspect. Whoever's behind them, you know, is definitely trying to make, you know, a power move. And also this goes into the drone examinations that we've seen, the drone swarms that have come over these bases, supposedly. You know, you can't swarm a nuclear base in the United States with a drone. The public, you know, it just wouldn't happen. Behind the scenes, they have all kinds of defenses for that. So when we see them doing that, we know we're in a critical moment with what they're doing with the sky event. They've played around with it with the drone swarms. They've played around with it with the UFO threat. And what I believe they're moving towards now is what I want to say, like the continuity of paperclip government. You know, it's the COG program, but they're using this paperclip connection of the advanced technology that they developed there. And that's why they're moving things directly into Huntsville. That's the sign that we're in totally different territory. And the best way to get, you know, since they're doing a version of disclosure and Trump was doing his version saying, I'm going to get all these agencies to release things. That's really what set off a series now, including this April 17th event with Tony Moffat, the experimental pilot. We're seeing a series of deaths after the announcement. They knew the announcement was coming. They deflected it with Obama, and now you have this situation.
Yeah, and then you predicted it, and then we got record levels of Chinese scientists dying in the same areas. So is X-Protect killing them?
There's tremendous espionage that's been going on, especially, you know, it launched in earnest on the UFO side in 1958, and that goes back to the International Geophysical
Year. Yeah, so there's been other waves of killing is how you predicted it. When were those dates?
Yes, if you look at it, well, one of the things we could do is when I was looking at the chart of what had happened to the UFO researchers who had gotten the closest. So I look back at people like James McDonald, an Arizona scientist who was very close on all this, and he got eliminated. But he did unusual things that these other people are doing. For example, he wasn't around in the age of cell phones, et cetera, but he had left personal possessions behind before he supposedly suicided himself. And now we're seeing in the cases of so many of these people, they're doing things. They're leaving their smartphones at home, usually wiping the smartphones out, one, maybe two phones, and they are leaving their smart devices in a mailbox. And there was a case here in Wakefield of a scientist who left his...
Well, I mean, the general
left his smart watch. Exactly. And so when you leave these things behind, and McCaslin had done it, he set the pattern also. They're getting instructions, which is you need to leave and you can't be, you know, we can't watch
you. Yeah, let's be clear. What they do is they say, here's your choice. Let's go with the Israelis and a bunch of news articles this week. They go, they told the dad in the car, get out and walk over, we're going to kill you. We'll kill your whole family. He gets out and let them kill him. They say, you're going to show up here or your whole family's dead. It's real simple.
Exactly. They give them the instructions. Now, there's another level of control that they have here, and that goes directly to hypnotic control, which is when they hear a certain thing, you know, and they agree to accept that type of programming to be part of these secret programs. So when we see people acting unusually, you know, like in the case of LeBlanc, the scientist down there for NASA, the 29-year-old guy who drives to an airport and sits for 4 hours in his Tesla before it explodes, and, you know, he is found in the charred remains. They can't even identify the remains. So when we're looking at cases like this, we are looking at a pattern that is widespread, and the people have to have access, one, to the names of the scientists, the team projects that they're working on, and the thing that I think is most important is, are they exercising their ability to retire? Because in the case of McCaslin and Reza,
they may be staging their death like a witness protection.
Exactly, yeah. And when they go to say, well, I'm going to retire, Well, there's a whole protocol involved for the intelligence agencies to size up the candidate. Well, when they retire, for example, in the case of Monica Reza, she had put together a patent that she was selling back to NASA. They had developed that patent under those same, conditions in the laboratory with McCaslin using UFO technology. That's where she got it in the first place. So we're using that for all our launches now, but she privately patented it. So therefore,
incredible, you know, incredible. Here's the message. Just tell another story, which I shouldn't even get into. I've never been part of an intelligence agency, never done that. But once you get into this, you're in it, whether you like it or not. I remember repeatedly, I'm not going to get into the specifics, but about 20 years ago, they said, here's your chance to retire. They had a family member come to me and say, these people want to talk to you. They want you to retire. Just get out of everything. You'll be given money for life. Are you ready to retire? And then I had about a year ago, some people approached me, I'll leave it at that, and say, wouldn't it be nice to retire? So that's the term they use, means like just like done. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no question about it. I guess they're being nice, kind of like, again, like, would you like to retire now?
Wow. And when you got that outreach, you know, did you get it from someone you knew and trusted or not?
Mm-hmm. Both times.
Yeah. 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 That is a real technique. And I think it would put, you know, I would add security if I got those types of suggestions.
Well, that's because they threaten them. It's not like a, yeah. Here's an example. If I thought we were winning, we were starting to win, I'm ready to punch out. I'm not trying to die. But, like, now they want to replace me with people that produce pro-pedophile Satan shows and say they're going to wear my skin, so I'm supposed to retire, and then these people become me? No way. It's like, well, it's that's different factions. Yeah. But what is this? I don't know your views on this, but there's, like, literally a Satan faction in this. They're, like, demon-possessed gremlin creatures.
Oh, there's no question. There's deep, deep Satanism. We remember the stories that came out about Satanism in the military, and the factions who were there were joint chiefs and people who said, we don't want any part of this. But you had people like Aquino, for example, and he ran the Temple of Set. He was openly satanic. So we know it's there. We know it's an element. And once you get it into secret programs, forget it. You're going into a totally
Ted Gunderson other said direction. They had major satanic cults at every base.
Yeah, this is a huge problem because technically it's allowed to express any religion that you want. Can you imagine under the Biden administration, you know, when they were like, hey, choose your gender as a soldier too, you know, so that you could choose anything. But you could see the widespread, you know, kind of appeal of this whole thing. They were growing. They were power censoring. A lot of this around the UFO file, they're claiming now that they have an alternative method so that you don't have to spiritually evolve, that you're going to go through this kind of technology door. And when you were talking about the development of black holes and things like that, what do they have at CERN? I mean, CERN is now CERN 2. It's now a 25
billion dollar science project. Well, physicists warning you create a black hole or a strangelet.
A strangelet, exactly. The strangelet, there's actually, and I want to put this on the record, there's a case in Hawaii of scientists who sued CERN about the strangelets. There's a lot of information that came out there, including
Well, I'm sure you know, because you seem to never know anything. Did you know they got a cyclotron under Kona and under Kauai?
Oh, that is fascinating. Yes. And it makes sense too, because of course that is also part of what they did with Kona Blue there off in Hawaii. And part of the Kona Blue program was part of what they came up with when they said, well, we have this blue program. Yeah. You know, I was putting out there that there's the name of their UFO program on the inside is called Blue, literally B-L-U-E. And they've had that program for years, but I put it on the record at such a point and these counterintelligence people got in touch with me and they were like, oh, we're going to give you all this info. By the way, where did you get the name Blue? Because we've kept that undercover for a long time. And I said, well, I did it in the research, you know, and they were like, no, who gave it to you, really? And I said, yeah, really,
I did
research.
Well, look at Bezos and IBM. They'll call it Blue, Deep Blue, 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 Blue. It's everywhere.
Exactly. And look at Blue Origin. It's amazing because you and I, the last time I was on here, were talking about the incredible asteroids that were hitting. And they hit, there was a peak there in Austin as well that you were telling me about when the asteroids were coming in and we were getting these incredible meteorites. Well, the fascinating thing is that if you look, you'll see Bezos launched his company, which is Neo Hunter, and they're supposed to be an asteroid destroying company, and they will take out the asteroids that are going to come in and ruin a city and demolish a city by taking them out before they get here. Well, now you can see when those huge displays are coming on, who might be orchestrating the whole thing in the background. And Bezos and Blue Origin, there's no question he's a big player in space, although we don't hear very much about
him.
We got to
do this again. DarkJournalist.com, on Extra Journalist. Incredible job. God bless you, my friend. Thank you.
That's great to see you, Alex.
Thank you. Harrison Smith takes over. Please support us at alexjonesstore.com. The new daggers are in. They're going to sell out quick. Five different daggers, only 1,000 each. Incredible deal. Support us. God bless you all. Thank you, Daniel List. This was real information. All right. Thank you so much. I want to make a massive announcement right now.
I mean, this is just bonker town.
What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you.
Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 Blue.
I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 Blue.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.